just delicious.
Oh, dear.
Everybody loves Dynamite.
Everybody keep cool. Everybody keep cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Let's turn it over now to the stadium announcer. What's his name, Phil?
I've been calling him Phil.
Phil. Phil.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak.
Rob, take it away, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Thank you, Phil, and good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Wingnut and all the ships at sea. And now, here to discuss Mike O'Mara's new Murphy bed, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob.
You mean the mattress that I saw sitting in front of Mike's curb this morning waiting to be picked up by the garbage man.
The one that's still smoldering.
Yeah, smoldering from where I lit it on fire. Hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast, still nationwide, and still via Vestwood Fund, darling. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara right here. That's why every day we demand you call it your Cotton Pickin' Don and Mike show.
What a weekend.
Coming to you from the radio station that smells like that mattress, radio station WJFK in Washington, D.C. Very, very bright man, our general manager, Ken Stevens.
Absolutely, he's the brightest.
Very bright man. Equally bright is the program director, Jeremy Coleman.
Yes, they are two pillars of brightness.
That is really smart. He's Big Daddy Mel, ruling the world from New York City. And our agent, Junior Soprano. That's the chain of command. I'm out of time. I hope that you soccer moms by now have learned the drill. Take a junior miss and move them way to the back of your minivan, for I have just whipped this thing out.
Wow. Is that a victory sign for a fantasy football victory that you have painted on it?
Mike, that would be the absolute opposite. I took the knife to myself this week.
Oh, my God.
That is actually just a demonstration of how bad I am at fantasy football.
You are my partner in lameness in fantasy football. We have the worst team.
We are the worst.
How did that happen?
Buzz, that is an excellent question. And if Mike hadn't played me
right
and beaten me,
oh, no,
we would collectively be 0-10.
The only reason we make trades with each other is because nobody else in the league will trade with us.
We're the worst. How did this happen? We are the two worst teams in fantasy football.
How does it happen? Yeah. It happens with, injuries.
I don't know.
Injuries.
I don't know.
And in Don's case, did you get any? Has anybody been injured on your team, or they just suck?
Well, I believe Troy Aikman is mentally injured.
Yes, that's right. Yes, he's mentally injured.
I believe that Troy Aikman, my new quarterback, is officially retarded.
And tonight we will look forward to Mark Brunell, who I'm starting. To see if he has an equally retarded performance.
Good luck, Mike.
We will see what happens.
We are absolutely the worst. Well, that was it. Another perfectly executed open this big time major market radio show. Arbitron rated strong with 5 million national listeners, and we do thank you for your patronage. We come to you via the auspices of Westwood One, the nation's number one radio syndicator.
They're the greatest.
Mm-hmm. There they are. We're in bed with them again. And here he is to my left and to your right, Buzz, the Siffy Slayer. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Well, Mike, listen. You were a man of your word.
Yes.
You paid off the bet.
I did.
Saturday night, and we will hear the tape. We will get to the tape momentarily.
Excellent.
Yeah, I pretty much documented everything. There were moments that I simply shut the tape off because we didn't have anything to say.
The reels of tape. We will get to the reels of tape.
I don't know what the total output of tape was, but it was quite a bit.
Mike, we're already past one gigantic reel, which is over an hour.
A lot of dead time on those reels.
And we're on to the second reel already.
I tried to document everything of significance when Dennis came to my home.
And, I'm only sad that the tape wasn't running when I phoned on Saturday night.
I know. Don called during one of our dead moments.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, and I was...
About 9 o'clock on Saturday night, I turned to Frieda Barney and said, hey, you guys want to laugh? We were about ready to get in the hot tub. I said, let's call Uncle Mike
and
tell Uncle Mike that we're about to get in the hot tub.
I pick up the phone. Hello.
Said, hey, buddy.
He started laughing as soon as I said hello.
Can I please speak to Dennis Murphy?
You know, when you called, we were downstairs in the TV room. We were sitting there together.
You had not had dinner yet at that late hour of 9 p.
No, so, I mean, that was just more awkward time, but... Oh, God.
Well, you did it, and listen, we will devote probably the whole freaking show to this today. We have the tapes that we will get to in just a moment.
Very good.
Today is Monday. It is the 11th of October. But, Mike, it's behind you now.
It is.
Our greatest bet ever is behind you. And look
it
at
is.
It. Look at it. You're alive. You're
I'm
sitting
alive.
Here in front of me now.
I actually had a rather fantastic weekend when all was said and done.
When you take the Dennis out of the equation.
There's part of me that thinks because I was, you know, going through that painful experience, that's why the Red Sox won two over the weekend. And that, you know, that thing's balanced out. And, you know, but tonight, of course, they'll break my hearts again. I don't care. I had, you know, they gave me a great weekend. They can do whatever they want tonight. It won't matter.
You know that yesterday's baseball game alone.
Yes.
The Boston Red Sox scored two more points than my entire fantasy football team did.
Oh, man.
All weekend long.
You know, to give you an idea of what it is to be a Red Sox fan, and I swear to God, everybody is exactly the same. It was 15-6. It was actually 15-2, and they scored four runs. And the announcers came out with that, and they analyzed it. They said, well, everybody seems to still be here in the ballpark. And, you know, like it was just they were going to enjoy the party. No, they're still there because everybody...
They were waiting for Cleveland to score nine runs and go in front.
Everybody's there, I swear to God. They scored six runs, and I was going, no, this is going to be, you know, it's not going to be the greatest record-setting performance. What's going to happen is the Cleveland Indians are going to come back, and they're going to score 24 runs and beat the Red Sox. I mean, until, like... The later innings, I finally did relax with the 12-run lead. I was able to be calm, but it was.
Is the rumor that I heard true that you had a 6-pack of beer for every run the Red Sox scored yesterday?
That is absolutely true. I was enjoying myself, and you know, as I mean this. Whatever they do, I will still be upset if they lose. But they gave us they really gave their fans a wonderful weekend of baseball. If you take the whole season, we got that one weekend that we can always look back on and enjoy. And you know, it's nice to see the Cleveland Indians who kind of came into the series with that look on Saturday, like, you know,
very cocky.
Hey, whatever, you know, we're just going. And then they sent out their note. And about halfway through yesterday's game, I think those, you know, they're putting a little scare into them.
Good.
So if they lose it, so what? But I enjoyed it. I'm very
excited. But listen, Red Sox aside,
yes,
you made it through the Murphy weekend.
I did.
Our biggest bet ever is now officially behind us.
Yes. Thank God. It was a good bet. It was a good. It could be a, you know, having been through it, having lived through it.
Don't tell me that you want
to
do it again next year.
I feel that is a bet that is painful to pay off, but it's also a very good bet. And when something of significance comes up, don't be surprised if I'm over here saying, the Murphy bet. You know, I'll bet you a Murphy.
You know? Well, you know what? Next time... If there is there will be something.
Sure. It's got to be something big, though. It's got to be something big and drawn out over a long period of time.
The stakes will have to be a little higher, though.
Yeah.
Like maybe the 24 hours of Murphy instead of the 12 hours of Murphy.
I'm not.
Think about it. You know, it'll be a while before our next big bet.
I am not sure I could handle that.
Today is Monday. It is the 11th of October. Our toll-free phone number is 1-877.
Not sure I could spend that much time away from my kids.
365. 36. Before we start the show, I got to call a damsel in distress.
All right,
we're on our way back from the beach where we spent the weekend.
Right.
The Redskins had a bye this week.
Call was being forwarded,
so I didn't have to work my other job on the weekend.
Number 10.
And I came back to come directly to work, and my wife came back in her car, and she told me she had a flat tire.
Oh no!
Told me that she had a flat tire. Called friggin' AAA. Sat on the road for almost 2 hours, and no AAA showed up.
I mean, that's not normal. That doesn't usually happen with AAA.
Hello? Hello, darling? Hello?
Hi, I'm not on my cell phone right now. Please.
Okay, and this is why I'm worried. I mean, I think everything's okay, because every time I talk to my wife, and she's 2 hours away.
Right.
Every time I talk to her, I say, honey, you know, did AAA show up yet? And she said, no. And she said, oh, but... some nice men dropped by, you know, guys came by and offered to help. I said, oh, Jesus, you know, lock the doors.
Yeah.
Don't talk to any guys that come up to the side of the car.
We live in that kind of world nowadays.
It's true. And she said, well, don't worry, I've got the dogs with me. And I said, well, come on, the dogs, you know, we have a German Shepherd.
Right.
To be honest, he's like a Basset Hound mind in a German Shepherd body.
Somebody's pulling me out of your car and your dog's in the back seat.
And I think the last I had spoken to her, it was a member of Maryland's Finest.
Helping her, right?
Who had actually pulled up and was helping her change the tire.
Right?
I guess the guy was doing it.
That's good.
Yeah. You know, cops normally don't do that.
I don't think they do. Is that normal for cops to do that?
Occasionally.
Depends on the situation, what they're doing.
Not
is that her, Robin?
That is on what?
Is that her? On the hotline. Hey, honey?
Yes?
Are you alive?
Yep.
You were not pillaged?
No, I'm still here. I'm still here. It's just being changed now.
Did the cop do it?
No. You know, my tire was so destroyed, we couldn't get it jacked up. I mean, it was sitting on the rim, and it was too low to get to jack up the car.
Jeez.
And so he helped me a lot. That's Officer Eicher. He was so, so nice. But, you know, and then the man from AAA came up while we were trying to figure out a way to get the car jacked up. And then AAA didn't call the tow truck until an hour after I had called them.
Well, listen, I tell you every time, we should cancel stupid AAA.
Canceled.
They are worthless.
Yeah. I know. I had
really?
No way to make the call an hour after I've been sitting out here. And then they call, and the closest man, the man is doing is very nice, but he was, you know, he's 25 minutes away.
I do mobile. They're great. They saved me with a flat tire last week, as a matter of fact. Quickly.
Triple A can go to hell.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife called, and then I called. I was pissed. I said, hey, listen.
About 10 different men, truckers, all sizes and shapes.
After what you just said, when we get done talking to Freedom Buzz, I want to ask you about calling a service for a flat tire.
I called AAA.
Yeah,
Buzz.
I'm sorry.
My wife's in a big four-wheel drive thing.
Right.
It's very tough for her to change that tire.
My wife is a woman.
I had two flats and a dead battery at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Still, Buzz.
Still.
Right.
I'm getting ready to get on the road.
All right. I'm glad you're okay. Love you.
I love you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
So, who can't just finally tell you how to change the tire?
I know how to change the tire.
Okay, yeah. I can't lift up the entire front end.
All right.
She calls me, and, you know, she's like,
My tire is all the way down. It's the rim. I'm driving on the rim.
Did it go out when she was at high speed?
Exploded.
Oh, I hate that. It's very, very dangerous when that happens.
So she's on the side of the road. She's like, call AAA. I said, listen, honey, I'll just drive up. She says, no, you'll never make it to work. You know, you're 2 hours away. Now take you 2 hours to get back here. So she calls AAA. I called her an hour later. She says, they're still not there. I called AAA myself. I said, listen, my wife is alone on the side of a road on Route 404. I said, she called an hour ago. They put you on, and they go, yeah, I think we sent somebody out there.
That's terrible. I mean, that's really what they're, that's what they're all about. They should be able to take care of that.
They blow. Triple A can just blow me.
Mm.
Triple F, that's what they are. Triple F word. Okay, well, I'm glad. My honey is okay.
Sounds like she's fine.
Yeah, good. She was not pillaged by any...
That's tough when you're going at that
high. Ruffy... tow truck drivers.
tow truck drivers. That is something that's never happened to me, and I hope it never does. The high-speed blow a tire, that's very, very, I hear it's very dangerous.
It is.
All right, well, I'm glad she's okay. Now I can just concentrate on you and your tape.
Oh, my God.
You and your weekend of Murphy.
I will tell you that there was stress in the house. Friday night, we had a nice night out. I went to see that movie, American Beauty, which
hey, was I right about that girl's nipples?
Yes.
And the areolas?
Yes.
Like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Gigantic, brown, chocolatey.
Just incredible movie. I mean, really, really incredible. Mm-hmm. I think both Annette Bening and Kevin Spacey ought to get an Academy Award nomination.
I told you I hate Annette Bening.
Well, you just hate her on general principle, but you know she was good in this movie.
No, I don't think she was good.
She was good in this movie. She was hysterical in this
Spacey movie. Buddy, though.
Yeah,
fantastic. Spacely Sprockets, he was great, Kevin Spacey.
You know, he did that thing you were talking about, that controlled rage, which he does better than anybody else, and he is just, he's really just fun to watch. He's fun. I think almost any movie he's in, he's fun to watch, but this was his role. This is what, man, it was great. It's just a real thinking movie, too. I mean, all sorts of things. I mean, any movie, I love movies.
Yeah, did the end surprise you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it was a great ending, right?
You know, and it leaves the door open for your own analysis. Of you know, what was going through his mind at the end, and it's just very, very cool. But I mean,
what was going through his mind at the end was
bullet.
What went through his mind?
And you're not spoiling the plot with that too.
No.
He says that right at the beginning.
The opening scene of the movie is this is going to be I'm going to die in a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kevin Spacey announces that.
Outstanding. I mean, like no other movie I've ever seen. Really, different kind of techniques of directing and all that good stuff. It was really, really unique and makes you think. Well, when you come out of a movie and everybody's just going. You can always tell a great movie because people walk out of it and they're either like in a state of shock and nobody's saying anything or they're all emotional, or people are going bah, 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 and everybody was just talking because you can't wait to start discussing the movie. That's how good it was.
Excellent. Just excellent. You have not seen that one, Buzz.
I haven't. I saw Three Kings over the weekend.
Okay.
Listen, just thought I'd let you know.
I got a couple of weekend things to tell you.
Very good.
Devote the whole rest of the show, you know, as long as it takes.
Sure,
you've got as Murphy tapes.
Devote the entire show.
Well, you know, I understand that we're now in the third reel of tape, Mike.
Are we really?
So we've got a lot to listen to.
I really thought I, like, edited big chunks out. That I mean, I stopped tape for, there were many periods of time where I would be sitting there just going, well, you'll hear it. I find the tape infinitely boring.
Well,
this is just my opinion.
What did I tell you in the office?
I know, don't overanalyze it.
You're not being objective.
I know.
Listen to the tape three times.
I know. I'm just telling you, you know, I mean, really, you know, I picked him up and we start talking and I realized that I have very little to say to Dennis.
Let us hear that.
All right, very good.
Let us be the judges of that.
Absolutely.
Oh, hold on, I got a AAA guy on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here you go.
Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, Mike. You suck.
No.
Yeah, AAA sucks.
First, let me ask you one quick question.
Yeah.
What area was she in, Maryland or Virginia?
Maryland.
She was in Maryland. If you don't mind, I'd like to give you a number off the air.
Oh, please.
If she's here in the Northern Virginia area, it'll bring me direct.
All right, that's fine.
He's not really.
He's not really AAA.
And she's in Maryland, but that guy's in Virginia.
Right.
Listen, I got news for you. AAA has screwed us over in Virginia also.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we've had plenty of problems. Well, don't you remember a year ago when my wife had a flat tire.
Right.
And it was the night that Green Bay was playing Monday Night Football.
Oh,
and
she was, like, really close to your house.
And she was, like, a mile away from home. And
you didn't want to go get her.
And I said, honey, the game's about to start. And she said, that's all
right. They didn't send anybody over,
right? I called AAA, and we waited an hour and a half.
Right.
And finally, after making my wife sit for an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
I finally got up off my ass and turned the game off and went and changed the tire for her and brought her home.
Games are important.
Well, and
it was Green Bay, wasn't it?
Yes, and so is my wife.
Of course she is.
And that's just one of the many times AAA has let us down.
Absolutely.
Listen, this weekend, about my wife, I got to tell you, we had a fight on Saturday, a barn burner of a fight, that on Saturday I had two simple jobs. Get my son a haircut and go pick up some computer thing for her.
Okay.
So I said, no problem, handle him, got myself a haircut also. I won't even tell you what happened. We went to a hair cuttery up in a mall.
Mm-hmm.
And has this ever happened to you? I'm in a hair cuttery, and they've got about eight people cutting hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got this one broad that's cutting hair, she's the worst. I mean, I see.
Being like the worst as far as doing the hair?
No, I see the people. I'm sitting there and I'm waiting. You know, it's like you're playing a game of chance, wondering which one of these people is going to be your hair cutter.
Beware if she takes the shears, you know, the electric shears, and she starts just dabbing at the hair. That's when you know you got somebody who's not doing a good job.
I see a girl. We had to wait a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
I see a girl,
get up,
and she gets out of the chair, and it's like, looks like somebody cut her hair with an egg beater. But I don't think, you know what? I said to Bart, I said, oh, boy, I hope I don't get that girl. And Bart says, no, that's a style. That's
right,
that's what the girl asked for.
Genetic.
So then the next guy is a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Guy goes in. He comes out. I swear to God, his hair is loopy. It's like lopsided. It's like one side, it's cut up higher than the other side.
It's like, well, is this kind of place where they're not using any water? You know, they just, like, you sit in the chair and they cut it and it's like all shaggy and stuff like that.
Yeah, so of course, you know, it's our turn. She calls the name. I go up front and I go, hi. And she goes, you know, yours will be, you know, Miss Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes around the corner and I said, hi, listen, no offense. I would probably rather have someone else cut my hair. And she said, okay, that's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes back to the attorney. She goes, the next name? And they go, the next name is Bart. And Bart stands up and I guess I go over to her. I say, listen, no offense.
She was that noticeably bad.
I said, that's my son. Mm-hmm. We're kind of a package deal. And I think we would rather just wait for the next person that opened up.
Right.
Well, this lady was terribly offended by this.
By the second rejection?
Yes, and then wanted to get into it with me a little bit. She said, well, why? Can I ask why? And I said, nothing, just personal, you know, just a personal thing. It's nothing, no affront against you.
You know, you can't help, when you reject them, you know, you there's no other way. You know, they know you've been sitting there looking at their work. Your work is suspect.
And she said, have you been in this hair cuttery before? And I said, no, come on, it's a hair cuttery, a shopping mall.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of them are, right?
I said, no. You know, and that's my point.
Right.
Have you been in here before? No, all the people are interchangeable. She said, well, there are actually some people that request certain people to cut their hair. She said, do you have a favorite? And I said, yeah, how about that girl over there? She says, has she cut your hair before? I said, no. And she said, okay. I sit back down. Next thing you know, the manager comes out.
Oh, boy.
I'm Joe Haircuttery. Is there a problem? I said, no, there's not a problem at all.
This is not the best breakfast I've ever had.
I said, there's not a problem at all. He says, well, we understand. You know, Mrs. Jones, was up to cut your hair and your son's hair. And then I finally I said, listen, frankly, I saw two haircuts come out, and I didn't think they were good haircuts. And, you know, meanwhile, I don't want to get into the whole thing with the guy, like, you know, we're going to be on TV this week, and it's right. kind of important I have a good haircut.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Which, you know, begs the question, what am I doing at a haircut? It's really so important to me. But, you know, I said, my son has to get a haircut.
Sure.
So the guy says, fine. He says, okay, I'll just put your names back in, give you the next thing. Well, of course, the person I get is right next to Broomhilda.
Oh, no.
We waited another 10 minutes, and the girl that cuts my hair, as you can see, I got a real nice haircut.
It looks like a very nice haircut.
Good. She did a great job. But I swear to God to you, the Broomhilda that I had turned down twice during my haircut, she bumps into the lady that's cutting my hair.
Oh,
excuse me. Hoping that, like, she's going to take the
You think she was doing it on purpose?
Oh, absolutely.
She was brushing you back, huh?
Absolutely.
Throwing you a high fastball.
Hoping that my stylist go inadvertently, like, give me a mohawk or something.
She really didn't like you.
Yeah, so screw her. Mm. I tipped the haircutter lady $20.
There you go. Huh.
The haircut was $11.
Wow.
And I made a point of right in front of Broomhilda. I said, you know what? That's a fantastic haircut. Here you go. $20.
Did she say it out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And your son got a good haircut, too?
Yeah. Also, he also waited for
the lady.
The nice lady.
That's very nice.
It worked out fine.
You know, it's like not when you walk into those places, you're not under any obligation to, you know, to whoever.
Also, I forgot to tell you, the Broomhilda,
mm-hmm.
she said, when I was originally telling her that I didn't want her to cut my hair, as I was walking back towards her chair, she said, would you like a hair wash? And I said, no. Mm-hmm. And she said, and she reaches up and she actually touches my hair. Now, keep in mind, I just got out of the shower an hour ago.
Right.
She goes, you sure about that? I said, yeah. I just took a shower an hour ago.
You don't like to get the shampoo when you go in there?
No, absolutely not. No, thank you.
You know, they give you certain places, some of the nicer places give you a shampoo that's an actual masseuse scalp massage.
And which is the most incredible thing in the world.
Great.
It really is. I know you hate people touching your head.
I do. And then she said to me, did you put anything in your hair today? And I said, oh, just a little hairspray. She said, oh, so you want to junk up my combs? This is what the Broomhilda said to me. And that's what I said, you know what?
Oh, really?
Maybe, you know, if you don't mind, I'd rather wait for the girl over here. You know, the whole time Barton's sitting in the chair, crossing his legs and crossing his arms. And I go back and I sit down. I go, Barney, no problem. We're going to wait for another. He says, Dad, you are embarrassing me. Why are you doing this? And why am I doing this?
Because it's crowded in there, too.
You know, on a Saturday,
sure,
yeah.
Everybody gets their haircut on
30-minute wait. So we get done with a haircut. And here's what my wife tells me to go. She says, go to Circuit City, a CompUSA, Office Depot, whatever the store is. She says, here's what we need. We need, for Windows 98, we need the upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, got it. I write it down.
Right.
I go in, big box, Windows 98 upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
I buy it. We get in a car. We're driving home. She calls up. She goes, did you get your haircuts? Yes, we got haircuts. Did you get the Windows upgrade? Yes. How much was it? I said, $80. And she starts screaming at me. She says, you cannot handle the simplest task.
What I do.
The upgrade that I wanted cost $20. Now, let me give you a little background on this. When my wife was telling me what she wanted,
right?
My wife can't just write down, go to the store and ask for this.
Right.
I got to get the freaking detailed story where she says, okay, now here's why we need this.
You catch about 10% of the details.
She goes, Judy's computer has Windows 95.
Right.
That's my wife's sister. Mom's computer has Windows 98. We have to update Judy's computer, but we don't want to update it with Windows 2, we want to update it with Windows. And I'm like, I'm not even listening to this. Like, I'm going to go into the store and lay all this on some guy that's making $7 an hour.
So she wanted you to get the upgrade for Windows 95. You basically bought Windows 98, right?
Right. Okay. So then she says, you're an idiot. And she starts screaming at me. And I said, oh, go to hell. And I hang up the phone. But the phone rings just in a second. And my son picks it up. My son says, yeah, Mom, yeah. Because my son, like most kids, knows tons more about computers than me. Next thing you know, my wife's yelling at my son. She's telling him that he's an idiot, too, that she can't send us out to get anything.
So you step into that one.
We are parked on the side of the road, and I call her back, and I say, listen, I want to tell you something. We wrote down exactly what you wanted. On the box, it says Windows upgrade, Windows 95, Windows 98 upgrade. She said, that's not what I wanted. Go back and return it. Okay, I'll go back and return it. She says, and furthermore, here's exactly what I want. And then she gives me a long detailed, I want Windows 95 that upgrades from 2.0 to 3.0. All this
very complicated.
All this crap. So I go, okay, fine. I write it down. I go back in the store. I hate returning stuff in stores. You got to wait in line.
Yeah, especially computer stuff.
And they give me the big once-over, like, why are you returning this?
Mm-hmm.
I say, well, I'm returning it because I'm a schmuck and I bought the wrong thing.
No, it's in the box. It's unopened.
Right. It's unopened. So they make the return. Then I go back to the guy and I say to the computer guy, okay, here's exactly what I need.
And they're useless.
And I've written this down. I said, I need Windows 95, Windows 98, upgrade to 3.0. You know what? I don't even know. I'm going to call my son, because he'll know exactly, because I know.
He'll know the deal.
I know some computer guy will call us and tell us that I'm saying this wrong. But anyway, there's an end to this story. I'm getting to the end. Bear with me.
He knows computers.
Yeah, oh, he does.
Kids do.
Yeah, they do nowadays.
And her wrath knew, nobody was out of the way of her wrath on
really?
Saturday. You know, next thing you know, she's just going off at him, and he hangs the phone up, and I said, hey, what do you think about that, huh? So that's what I deal with all the time from mom.
You don't see that, son.
Hello? I don't know where he is.
Was the guy in the computer store helpful at all?
Very helpful.
Good.
The bottom line is, the guy in the computer store, he goes back into the back.
Well, at least they are playing.
Yeah, it's Columbus Day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No school today, right?
Right. A lot of people have the day off today.
Right. So the guy in the computer store goes back, he comes out and he says, this item that you're requesting, it's not available yet. He says, this upgrade is probably not going to be out until the fourth quarter of 99 or maybe till the first quarter of the year 2000.
Ooh, that's got to put a smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I was very happy. I said, really? So you're saying that this product that my wife has instructed me to buy, this product is not currently available? He says, yes. I said, so you're telling me that technically I bought the product that was correct since I bought the most advanced product that is currently available? He says, yes. Do you know what my son and I did? We went across the street to the other computer store. Just to double check.
Mm-hmm. Just to double check.
We go in, same rundown with the guy. We go, this is what we need. The guy comes back and he goes, nope, not available yet. And oh my God, did we enjoy that. We're skipping out of the store, running down the street to the car. We get to the car, and then we start fighting. I said, I want to tell mommy. He says, no, I want to tell mommy. I said, no. She yelled at me first.
Right.
Let me tell her first.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Phone rings. My wife's still hot. Picks the phone. Yes. That's how she answers the phone, right? Yes. I said, hey, honey, we returned the faulty program, and we went to two other places, and frankly, what you asked for, it doesn't exist. And then my son and I both just started laughing, just bawled out laughing at her.
Oh, no.
Just laugh at her. I bet this is her calling now. Hello?
P.S. I found it on a website, and I just took you out of the loop. It does exist.
Hold on. But did or did not two guys at two separate computer stores tell us it does not exist?
Well, how do I know what you're asking them for and what
only exactly what you had asked. Only exactly what you had asked for, especially after you yelled at us.
Yeah,
and not only me, incidentally.
I was a little bit slow on the topic. It was kind of aggravating. I expect that out of you, but Bart, you know, he's normally, I can talk to him.
Not only screaming at me.
They do make it. I found it on the web, and I ordered it, so don't need you anyway. Thanks anyway.
Not only screaming at me, screaming at my kid, too.
I didn't
like telling us, you were not hot on Saturday?
I was irritated. Yes, I didn't scream at you any more than I'm screaming at you now.
All right, well, I consider this screaming right now.
Well, then you're wrong.
And you're, listen, it's some of the things that you said, you know.
You don't
listen. You never listen. I can't trust you with the simplest job.
I told you I asked you to get the Windows 98 Edition 1 upgrade to Edition 2, and then you got me a Windows 95.
Okay.
I never even said anything about Windows 95.
I will ask you the question now that I asked you on Saturday.
Yes.
How come you just couldn't write down what I needed? Why did I have to hear the story about your sister and your grandma and grandma? Because that's the other thing that she says. If you would just have listened to the story.
Because I thought it would help you understand. I was wrong. I thought it would help you under. I thought it would be like I told you about what we needed with the plugs for the to make your TV work. We needed the female on one end and the male on the other end, and then you went there and it didn't work, and you improvised so well.
I handled it.
Because you
handled it.
Good. So I was thinking with the windows, if you understood, it would help you to find what I was looking
Honey,
for.
Listen, I'm telling you that the guy at both Circuit City and CompUSA and Office Depot, all of them said the product you want has not been has not been introduced to the marketplace.
You know what? Go to Microsoft.com and you see it there.
Oh, okay.
All right. Goodbye, Boo.
But you did yell at us.
I was irritated with you, yes.
Yeah, and not only me, but your young, innocent son.
Yes, because you've influenced him. He normally, he was just as slow as you on Saturday.
I swear to God, there's nothing worse.
CVS are very cheap.
Leave me alone with that. I love you.
I love you, too. Goodbye.
Right, goodbye. She's something.
Sounds like it's lingering a little bit from the weekend.
I'm telling you, we were not wrong. My son and I, we were not wrong.
Well, a little male bonding there with both of you, being on the receiving end.
That poor boy, though. I think that's the first time he's ever received, the full force from mommy. You know, giving it to him like he was a regular guy. She gave it to him not like mother to son. She gave him the mother to husband.
He seems to be holding him to a slightly higher standard than she holds you.
Right. As a matter of fact, when she's yelling at him, that's one of the things she said, I expect this from your father.
I know.
But I don't expect this from you. He's like, Dad, she's really yelling at me.
Oh, man. Just like you. Very excited.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey.
Just curious, why the hell does she have to have this upgrade? How is her life going to improve?
Because, listen, I'm going to explain this to you. Because my wife is the world's great problem solver that not only does she fix our computers up at home, but now she has to get her mother's computer fixed,
right,
and she has to get her sister's computer fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't just tell them what to do. My wife, the great hands-on, has to do it herself.
Ah.
And that's why all of this is so imperative.
Oh, that's great. So she's doing charity work for all of her friends.
Yes.
Helping them all out at your expense.
Well, I believe that they pay for some of it. The money doesn't bother me. It's not the money that bothers me. It's the fact that, like, yesterday, you know how much I saw my wife yesterday? Well, of course, I was watching football all day. So it really doesn't matter.
Kind of a two-way street there. You were both in your own world.
But let me go back to Saturday.
Yes.
Which was my free day on the weekend.
Right.
I saw my wife for maybe 5 minutes on Saturday. It was all day Saturday. She was at my mother's house.
Doing computer stuff.
The two of them on this computer. They love it. They love it when they get a screen that says has performed an illegal operation and must be shut down. They love it. It's like, oh, look, you know, anybody else sees that and they go, oh, this damn computer's a piece of crap. Don't, not my mom, not my wife, and my mother-in-law.
They problem solve it.
Oh, look at we've not seen that screen before.
Let's do it. Let's dive in.
Let's call AOL. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I want to let you know that both Don, your wife, and you are right. This system is available, but only in Japan right now.
Well, then how did my wife get it off the net?
It's just listed there. It just said it's available, but it's only in Japan right now.
Oh, wait a minute, but I mean, if she got it on the web, she can get it from Japan, right?
But that means I would have had to have driven to Japan to buy it for her this Saturday.
It means there is no way you could have gotten it in a retail outlet. Absolutely not.
Nope, not until it comes over.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you very hard.
Thank you, my friend.
You'd have to go all the way to Tokyo.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike. I didn't have time to do that.
How's it going, guys?
Hey,
happy
buddy.
Happy birthday, Buzz.
Thanks.
Hey, I've got to let you know something. This weekend I was at a bookstore, Don, right? And I heard you talking recently about Jennifer Aniston, how you'd want to see her.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, there's this new book that came out. You'd find it in the photography section of the bookstore. I don't know the exact name of it. It's physio something, like physiotomy or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a photographer who takes pictures for like Rolling Stone magazine or something like that.
Yes.
Picture of her in there wearing, she's totally naked. She's standing to the side, but she's got like a see-through veil.
Does it say in the book? Does it say in the book that it's her?
Yes, there's picture credits in the back, but you can see it's her. You can look at the
picture. It could have been one of the pictures from her Rolling Stone session that was never in the magazine.
No, this one wasn't. Trust me, because you can see her boobs. It's not.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Now, that's somebody,
guys.
That is somebody working overtime to find Jennifer Aniston naked.
That's a helper. Thank you. Everybody's a helper today. I appreciate that.
Only one step further, send the book.
Hello, sir. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I am another helper, buddy. Yeah.
I am actually a computer guy, kind of like your wife.
Uh-huh.
Although I, unlike your wife, cannot have breasts.
Right.
Okay, fine. Anyway, I hate to tell you, thank you very much. I'll be here all week. I hate to tell you that both you and your wife are right. Unfortunately.
The second guy that said that. And you know something? That is a computer nerd term. Okay. Let me just say that both you and the missus are
correct.
Right.
Correct.
Let me tell you why you're right and she's right. We love that because it's very...
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike, since I called you on Friday to bust your chops about your Red Sox,
yes,
I got to call you today and give you some props.
Oh, well, that's good. I like that. You're a stand-up guy to do that. I appreciate that. But I really would maybe save that until the game is over tonight because, you know...
He's convinced they're going to lose tonight.
The Red Sox, there was before in the pregame yesterday, they quoted a Boston sports writer who said the only reason the Red Sox won today is so they can break your heart tomorrow. And that's kind of like the attitude. But, you know, with that attitude, it doesn't change the fact that everybody still watches every game, you know, waits till the bitter end and waits to suffer. So I hope it doesn't happen, but if it does, I'll expect it.
I know it doesn't mean much to you, but I'll tell you the honest truth.
Yes.
When we turned a game on this weekend,
right.
We rooted for the Red Sox.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's right. I think
Saturday night, I got the feeling bad for you.
Right.
I thought, oh, you know, he's got Dennis coming over to his house. So I turned the game on about 5 o'clock Saturday.
I'm so glad. And let me tell you something. You know, it would have been disaster, and I didn't know this until Dennis came over, it would have been total disaster because I would not have been able to think about Dennis and think about, like, the tape recorder and think about, I mean, I you know me. I mean, I sat on the edge, of that sofa just going.
No tunnel vision.
What? My niece, you know, visited this weekend. She was at the house last night, and she's telling me about, you know, going to college and stuff, and I'm like, yeah.
He's not even listening.
Yeah. Really?
Really.
And then
watching the game.
And her father, you know, he's a big Red Sox fan, too, and at one point I look over and I think she's like, okay, Uncle Mike. I just went back to the game and stuff like that. But it's fun. At least they're still in it. I got another game to watch tonight. I'm excited about that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, Mike, you realize there are a few things in common with the Red Sox and your good luck charm, right?
You mean Dennis Murphy?
Yes.
You mean you think that Dennis Murphy is the reason the Red Sox are winning?
And I would suggest he come over to your place tonight as well.
Well, you know, I should enlighten you that he wasn't at my place last night when they set the, you know, baseball's major league record for runs scored, okay?
But he got the whole thing started for you.
Not necessarily.
I think if you ask Mike, he'd probably rather have the Red Sox lose. Spend another night with Dennis, right?
If you put it to me this way, that Dennis had to spend every night at my house if there was a game and the Red Sox went all the way through the World Series, I would respectfully say, let's wait till another year.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. That's how much it means to you.
Yeah, maybe I'm drinking on them. But, you know, but that's
thank
it,
you,
know.
My friend.
You know, I'm just, maybe, and I'll go on the fact that he got things started. Yes, got things started, but...
Rally started, Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, but certainly didn't need to be in my house for that win. You know, technically, Dennis was not in the house.
They had already won before he got there.
Before he got to my house.
Left before they won again. So technically, Dennis Murphy could be bad luck for the Boston Red Sox.
Absolutely.
Technically.
Absolutely.
Toe-tapping touchdowns. Right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to call her 100 and do the secret sound, which is worth $700 now, and then dive into the tape of Dennis and Mike spending the weekend together.
Oh, lovely.
I got a chance for you to win $7 right now. Call her 100. Good luck. Oh, and you'll also qualify this week. Tammy's come up with another great prize.
All right.
This week, everybody wins a prize on the show, qualifies for a trip to Los Angeles.
And now that is a prize.
So call in now. Be the 100th caller at 1-877-365-3636.
This is the Don.
Stephen, go ahead with your question.
Well, my question is this. Saddam Hussein has been challenged because of his honesty about his propagation of weapons of mass destruction, and our president has been questioned on his sense of honesty and his use of public office to cover himself. I personally trust Don and Mike more than these two people.
Dr. Karsh, you want to take an attempt at that one?
Bing bong! Guy time on the East Coast now, 4 p.m. And that's the time at Fort Myers, Naples, Florida, where you're hearing our show on WTLQ.
Two petty bourgeois bastards, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I just happened upon the producer's room where Charles Broyhill was having an elongated conversation with TV star Leah Remini.
Fantastic.
Let me see. The message was... that tonight, King of Queens, of course, her favorite show, 8 o'clock on CBS.
Right.
Watch it, please. Give them good ratings.
Mm-hmm.
She's not sure the order of the episodes that they're running, but she thinks that tonight will be the first episode that our 8x10 glossy will be featured in a frame in the living room.
Very excited about that.
Of
I'm
King of
very
Queens.
Excited about that.
And also, we are totally in for Friday.
Oh, fantastic. Cool.
She has discussed it with Kevin and with the producers.
Good.
We have our roles for the taping on Friday.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact, are you ready for this? It's very showbiz, Mike. You're going to love this.
Okay.
When we arrive Friday, you and I must go
directly to the studio.
Directly to the studio from the airport.
That is very exciting. That, you know what? That bodes well, I would think, for what's going to happen.
Maybe so, because if they just wanted us to stand around in the background like when Kevin or Leah does something,
right?
Why would we have to be there 8 hours before the show is taped?
Maybe we're going to have to rehearse something.
And thank goodness we're not...
Oh, yeah, baby!
Thank goodness we're not going on Thursday.
Right.
Because Charlie said that Kevin picked up the phone and said if we could come on Thursday... They're doing some scene in a gymnasium.
Oh, really?
Kevin's playing basketball. And you and I could have sat in the gymnasium, but darn it, that won't work out.
That's a shame.
So they had to figure out a different way to work us into the show.
Yeah, perhaps something a little more intimate. I certainly hope so. I'm very excited about this.
Well, that's Friday.
I'm just about as excited about this as anything we've ever done.
Sure.
I think this is going
to
be fun.
So Friday, we're flying to L.A. to tape King of Queens, and what we're going to be doing is since... Because the show airs at a different... Our radio show airs... They tape King of Queens on Friday night.
Right.
And even though we have to be there early in the day, there's going to be a lot of sitting around and waiting. So what we're going to do is take the digital tape recorder with us Friday.
Good.
And we'll record everything.
Excellent.
From getting off the airplane, to going to the set, to meeting the director.
Good.
Behind the scenes, in the dressing room, and then we'll give Rob to actually give you the play-by-play while Mike and I are actually on stage doing our scenes. On King of Queens.
I am,
scenes,
I'm really...
plural.
Oh, really? Scene.
That is what I hear.
Scene?
That is what I hear. Scene with an S on the end of it.
Really?
And then what we'll do is we'll play that whole show back 1 week from today.
Very excited about that.
So that's coming up. So that's your King of Queens. Okay, looking good.
Right.
At least you're not being blown off. At least we know Friday they're expecting us, and you and I are to go... Directly to the set.
Man, oh man. I tell you, well, they, you know, sky's the limit. Who knows? We'll see what happens.
Huh? And I think Kevin's calling in tomorrow to talk about his ratings, and at that time we will discuss
wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Good. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, my caller 100.
Yes, you sure are. What is your name?
My name is Steve.
Steve, where are you from?
Hilton, Vermont.
Steve, what station in God's good name do you listen to us on?
W-E-A-V.
W-E-A-V, buddy.
V-A-V.
Caller number 100, that's you. You won the VHS copy of Young Frankenstein.
Cool.
Maybe the most funny movie. The most funny movie
I agree.
Of all time. On sale now at video stores everywhere, but wait, there's more. You've also qualified for this week's weekly giveaway. Thursday, we're giving away a trip for two to Los Angeles. Trip includes air, hotel, private dinner, and seance.
Ooh, a seance.
Ooh. At Hollywood's Magic Castle. Unless you get a tour of 20th Century Fox Studios.
That place is still around, huh?
The trip is courtesy of the Mel Brooks movie, Young Frankenstein.
Very good.
On sale as video everywhere. Please make sure you're listening to Thursday's episode, because that's when we're going to give the trip away.
Still getting paying customers at that Hollywood Castle, huh?
Yeah, the Magic Castle.
The Magic Castle, right.
That was Frida and I lived out there. I drug her out there a couple of times to have dinner.
She used to like that place.
She hated it.
It's an old building, isn't it?
Yeah, really? It's like an old, it looks like a brownstone, like the type of building you see in New York. It's totally out of place in Los Angeles.
Old townhouse.
And you go in there, and while you're having dinner, these annoying magicians come up. And, like, they, you know, they make birds come out of their sleeves. And
How is your chicken? I'll do a card trick for you.
And they do card tricks. I loved it. Frida hated it. Whenever something good would happen, when I would get a raise or if I got a new job, I'd say, oh, please, let's go to the Magic Castle. Absolutely hated it.
To the Magic Castle, darling.
Cool. So, listen, you please make sure you listen to Thursday's episode, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the pressing business of Secret Sound number 5, which is a toughie. Have you heard it?
I have.
I will give you a free listen now. That is your free listen. We will put you on the clock. Please do not answer until your 15 seconds of dramatic music are over and Mike sings like Hank Hill. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, for $700, here we go.
Caller, name this noise.
There it is. A noise heard every day. Very common sound. And you know the sound, Mike. Wouldn't you agree it's a common sound now that you know what the answer is? Four. Seven bills.
Thank you.
What is secret sound number five?
I'm going to guess an electric typewriter.
Would you please repeat that?
An electric typewriter?
Oh,
my
God. Sorry.
See, now you become cruel. Now that you know the answer, now your cruel side is showing.
Every guess is a clue for you.
Except that one.
Except for that one.
That was totally off base. 100% incorrect. But thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Yeah, that simple sound that you hear every day when you leave, right before you leave the house, you walk over and hit one key on a typewriter.
We will. You know, we're actually going to have to start doing the secret sound a little bit more. It was pointed out to me that because we get into stuff on the show.
Right.
That I think we had planned on playing the game three times a day, and sometimes we only play it once a day. So I promise you we'll make a better effort.
Good.
To get more secret sounds in.
All right.
You know what? I'll save this stuff about Larry King. You read Larry King's column tonight?
No, I did not get a chance.
Okay. I did.
Don't pre-read it. Don't pre-read it. I won't.
Because it's all about Chance.
Hi, Chance Armstrong King.
Also want to talk about this Elvis auction. What a son of a bitch Kenny Rogers is. You know that Kenny Rogers is auctioning his house off.
Right. Is that the one with the golf course?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. $11 million.
Mm.
Now, that's not why he's a son of a bitch.
Right.
I mean, maybe in some people's mind he's a son of a bitch because of that.
For God's sakes, turn around.
But here's why he's a son of a bitch. Because along with the house and the golf course,
right.
He's giving away his dogs.
Oh.
His dogs, his personal dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Are part of this deal that if you go down to Athens, Georgia, wherever this hillbilly lives.
Is he tired of his dogs? Are they hunting?
Yeah.
Are they hunting dogs?
No. One of them is the beautiful dogs. They're chocolate labs.
Really?
They're cute dogs.
What's he doing? Moving to a condo?
And listen to their names. Those are the queer names again. Hagen and Dawes.
Oh, God. That's like Chablis and Kathy Lee Gifford's cats.
I feel bad for the dogs.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
You know, it's like $11 million for a house, which is, you know, exorbitant to say the least.
What you do is, if you don't want to keep your dogs, you find a home for them. You don't put it as part of a real estate package. That's the sickest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, so the question is, Kenny Rogers, how can you leave your dogs behind?
Mm-hmm.
He says, they are the most lovable dogs, and they're so starved for attention.
I bet.
I'm going to live in a gated community now, and you can't have dogs unless they're on a leash. These dogs have been raised on this property, and they wouldn't be happy anywhere else.
Well,
I don't buy that.
There's certain dogs, like labs especially, have to run. They have to run. I mean, you can't run.
Like Kenny Rogers is going to be living like in a garden apartment. I don't think so.
No, I'd like to know what his acreage is on the house that he's got. You know, if he's got a big spread.
Right now,
I love saying that.
The house that he lives in now, the one they sell him, 360 acres.
Okay? Oh, God.
But you can bet that he's not going to be moving to one of those houses with zero lot lines.
I don't think so.
Like out of Gaithersburg.
Like on a quarter acre or something like that.
No, you know he's going to have room.
Quarter acre marble foyer.
And it's obvious that he's getting bad PR on this.
Right.
Because he says he hopes whoever buys his estate will let him come back to visit his ex-dogs. I promise I won't let anything bad happen to them, he says. I'm really not a heartless person.
Hello, this is Kenny Rogers. I'd like to come over this weekend and visit my dogs.
Please.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
And what number wife is that guy on? Because I see his picture, his wife, Wanda. That's got to be at least wife number four for Kenny Rogers, right?
Yeah.
And she, like all the rest of them, looks like one of those damn hee-haw honeys.
Of course. He sold his house, he hates his wife, and now he hates his dogs.
That's cold, man.
That is.
I mean, sell your house if you need the money.
Or give your dogs away to someone who has a farm if the dogs want to run. You know, but I mean, including them as far as... Does he think it's a selling point?
Apparently so.
How about the dogs?
Listen, the Oglethorpe County Estate has a 32-room mansion,
right,
an 8-hole golf course, and two chocolate lab retrievers.
Beautiful dog. Chocolate lab, one of the prettiest dogs around.
That come with the property.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's putting them in as part of the deal.
It's horrible.
Well, it's better than the other alternative. It would be for him to cook them.
Yes,
and serve them at his Kenny Rogers restaurant.
He wouldn't be getting the bad PR, though. Hey, this is, man, what a delicious Kenny Rogers roaster dog.
Chocolate. Mm. Okay, let's get to the tape of Mike with Dennis, because I know a lot of people are waiting to hear that. You got that racked up, Robbie?
Well, in one second.
Okay, rack it up right now.
All right.
Oh, keep racking it up.
My Dinner with Dennis.
So this, Mike, tell us where this starts. This starts Saturday night. What time did you pick Dennis up at the undisclosed location?
At 10 of 8, I picked him up at a, you know, super secret location, Bob Evans. And, you know, I realized right before I left that we had to go out to get potatoes. Because Dennis specifically, there's only one food item he wanted, and I didn't want to let him down on that. He wanted homemade, fresh, mashed potatoes.
So we have a tape of you taking Dennis to the grocery store?
Well, we didn't. We had onions, but we didn't have fresh potatoes.
Okay.
And we didn't have brown and serve rolls, and we didn't have Fina McGum either. But it was... so I had to go out when I picked him up to get the potatoes. And so I figured, I've got the tape recorder. I might as well take it with us and, take Dennis into the grocery store. But this is me. It took me a while to find Dennis, as you'll hear on the tape.
Really? All right. Well, here's the first part of Dennis and Mike and the Sammy Sosa bet.
All right. I'm now pulling into the parking lot of Bob Evans.
You sound pissed. I'll say right away, you have a pissed-off sound to your voice.
If you enjoy that sound of pissedness, you'll notice that lingers through the entire tape. My mood will not change.
Okay.
I'm paying off a bet here, okay? I mean, I try to be entertaining when I'm in here, but I am paying off a bet here, and I was doing the very best I could, but I guess this comes through, yeah.
Okay.
The hateful tone I was
trying to see Dennis. I don't see him yet.
Tell I'm excited about
this. I can drive around the parking lot until I
miss him.
See him.
He's so garish.
It's dark. It was dark in the parking lot. Until I saw his Taurus.
I'm not sure where he is. I'm going on my first pass. See where he is.
Now, this was after the Red Sox won, right? So
yes.
Your mood should have been. So this
didn't
was
matter.
A better mood
didn't matter.
Than if they had lost, though, right?
It was better. Yeah, much better. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That would have been, get in.
Okay.
That's his car. Yeah, God, yes. That's Dennis. Dennis is getting out of his car. Help me. Help me, God.
Here you go.
And he's running to get his suitcase. See if you can hear that. Hi, Dennis.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You poor guy.
I know.
You poor guy. Better you than me, though.
Good man.
Buzz, it's just too bad you couldn't have been the recipient of this bet.
Maybe next year, Don.
Yeah, we'll figure out another bet. A Murphy bet.
That 24 hours, though. Let me tell you something.
Ben, get your stuff. I got the tape recorder in the front seat, so I want you to sit in the back seat.
I'm getting some stuff out of my car.
Is that your paper suitcase, Dennis?
Yeah, paper suitcase. We're looking. We like that.
All right.
Well, what do you mean by paper suitcase?
He had a bag. He had like a suitcase and a bag, and it turned out to be gifts for the kids. But he is, if you hear this is Dennis. This is the one thing I noticed about Dennis. He is one of the slowest moving individuals. He's always
really?
Like, he's doing the, but he's running around, but he just moves slower. I mean, this whole process of getting into the car, it takes too much time.
Just wearing a yellow and blue striped shirt that looks like Kevin Arnold.
Okay.
It's raining. I'd get out of my car and greet Dennis, but unfortunately it is raining tonight, so I can't do that. Dennis appears to be bearing some sort of gifts. And
this is how Dennis,
now he's going to, are those flowers, Dennis?
Yeah. for you and your wife.
Okay, can you make it back there with all your stuff?
Yeah.
All right, hop in.
Yeah.
Dennis, we have to... There's a new development. We have to go to the grocery store together.
Okay, no problem.
Because we have to get your fresh potatoes.
Okay, no problem, Mike.
All right. All right, shut the door.
All right, so now you're in the front seat like the chauffeur, and you've got Dennis in the back.
This is when it all really kind of descended on me. He's in my car. It's beginning.
Yeah.
I'm going to be with him until 8 o'clock the next morning.
Well, hi, Dennis.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
This is your big night at the O'Mara Ranch.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I brought you good luck.
Yes, you did. Dennis is referring to moments ago the fabulous Boston Red Sox defeated the Cleveland Indians, and I actually needed one in the win column today, Dennis, so I'm
so
very
true.
Happy that they won.
That is so true.
I'm glad they won, and I'm glad they won, and hopefully they can win tomorrow night.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, what we're going to do is we're coming out of the parking lot right now. I don't want to hit anybody. Hold on. Let me turn the wheel. Dennis, we have to go get potatoes for your mashed potatoes because Laura's going to make them fresh for you.
No problem, Mike. I can't wait to have your wife's favorite mashed potatoes.
Jesus.
Would you like some music, Dennis? Would you like a little music that I can play for you?
A little
romantic music?
Oh, yeah, very romantic.
Yeah, we're listening to the radio. Dennis and I are jamming right now.
Oh, man.
guy. I'm trying to be nice to him. You know? I'm trying to make him feel comfortable.
Good job.
Doing the very best.
Now, at this point, you still haven't blindfolded him, right?
No, he is not blindfolded because we're far enough away that I'm not blindfolding him yet. So we're going to the grocery store, and he is free of blindfold.
And I already know it's going to be a long night, ladies and gentlemen.
Why did you say that, Mike?
It's not, Dennis. Don't worry, but we're going to go to the grocery store. You don't have to put your blindfold on for that.
Okay, no problem. I'll just sit in the car and watch you. I'll land the car for you.
All right, Dennis.
And do you bring him in the store?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
We're going to the grocery store right now.
It doesn't translate that well on tape, but we made a little scene. People were looking.
How could you not make a scene?
You couldn't.
You're walking in with the eighth wonder of the world, Dennis Murphy.
And then a microphone. Yeah, I'm going to tape deck him. He's just going,
We are going to check back in as soon as we get to the grocery store for the trip to the grocery store with Dennis Murphy. Back in a moment.
Stumpfist.
I'm trying to tweak it up. I'm trying. Yeah. I'm trying. But, I mean, this whole time, it's like, you know me and my weekends.
I know. Special time.
Yeah. So we're on the way to the grocery store, the next phase.
All right. We are now pulling into the grocery store where we're going. Let me make sure the tape's on.
You can just run it. All the times when he's getting in and out of the car, it's just...
It's like
so
in slow motion.
Yes, come on. Well, you can hear it. It's just come on.
Test 1, 2. All right, we're on.
Okay.
All right, Dennis, we're going to the grocery store. You got to speak up loud so the microphone can pick you up.
Okay.
All right, we're going to get your favorite things.
Potatoes.
Potatoes, yes. We're going to get you your potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pulling up to the giant.
How do you smell?
Smelled good. Smelled good. When I picked him up.
When did he start sweating profusely?
He began to sweat as soon as he got into my house. It was like somebody turned on a goddamn faucet.
How were the teeth?
The teeth were, you know what? Especially at dinner. I didn't. He had, you know the Larry King chalk?
He had chalk in the corners of his mouth.
Working during dinner. But I wasn't looking at the teeth. The morning after... Is when his but he did. He also farted in the house, like unsolicited.
On tape?
No, I didn't get it on tape. But it was when we were playing ping pong with our hands because we couldn't find the paddles. A lot of stuff went on.
At any point, did you see the feet?
No. He said he volunteered, but that's on the tape we go into the grocery store and Dennis gets recognized in the grocery store.
Okay, here we go.
And I don't know how they're gonna feel when we bring the microphones in, Dennis, but we have to do that because we're recording everything.
We're show business man.
Yeah, Dennis, we're show business man. You and me.
Look at this great parking space I got, Dennis.
Oh God!
I'm sure you could get a handicap spot with Dennis. You really need the tag.
I didn't think of that. I should have. We got one real close to the store.
Well, right up front. All right, here we go.
All right.
Hey, wait. Look glad.
Thank you, Dennis.
Hey, good driving.
Hold the microphone.
Thank you, Dennis.
Okay.
All right, let me just get everything situated. I'm rolling up the windows.
Mm-hmm. Mike, rolling up the windows. I'm holding the mic.
He's in the back of my car still.
Okay.
At the supermarket.
Getting out of the car. Okay.
All right, come on, Dan.
Okay.
Come on, buddy.
We're walking into the store now.
All right. Okay, Dennis, it's Dennis and Mike going into the grocery store right now.
Yeah. Giant food and pharmacy.
Sorry, we didn't have any potatoes. We found that out just a minute ago. So.
No problem, Mike. You're the host, and I'm the guest.
All right, here we are. We're going in there. There's the sound of the carts.
Oh, okay.
The guy rolling the carts. Hi, how you doing?
How's it going, man?
Have you ever met Dennis Murphy?
No, I haven't.
World famous Dennis Murphy from the Don and Mike show?
Nah.
Dennis, say hi to this guy.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, man.
All right, there you go. Fantastic. I predict good things for him. All right, we're walking into the giant now. We'll only be in here a minute, Dennis.
Okay.
Dennis, is there any other treat that you would like to get?
Oh, no. The potatoes will be fine.
All right, we'll get some potatoes. All right.
You going to get the shopping cart?
No, I'm not going to get a shopping cart. We're only going to be
okay,
here a short time.
Okay.
All right.
Listen to you.
All right. People are looking at us right now.
Of course people are looking. People are staring. Children are crying.
When we walked out of that store, I'll tell you after, when we walked out of that store, it was just like, there were like 12 people, everybody just looking.
He must get that all the time. Regardless of the fact you were there with him with a microphone.
Well, it doesn't translate, but he, you know, when he's on, when I put that microphone in his face, he's loud. He's big time loud. I'm trying to, that's why.
I'd like to get some that are like in the...
Was he just singing?
Yes, he does it constantly. Follow me around with the microphone.
People are looking at us right now.
La la la.
I'd like to get some that are like in the... All right, Dennis, can you get one? Hold the cart.
Yeah, I'll hold the cart.
All right. Now we're going to get the...
That's the little red plastic thing, you know, the plastic.
Oh, right,
basket.
The little handle.
It's not a cart.
Bag.
I wasn't thinking clearly.
All right.
Okay. You pull the off the plastic.
I know how it works.
Okay.
All right. He's telling me how to pull the plastic thing off. You know, said,
oh, the bag?
He's trying to give me instructions on how to pull the plastic. I said, Dennis, I know how the thing works. I don't want to say GD again.
We're getting our potatoes. Right? Do these look good, Dennis?
Oh, they look fine.
Laura said,
very cooperative, though, as you can hear. Do these look good? I could have showed him a potato that had, like, rats sucking on it, and he would have said, yeah, it's very good, yeah. Laura mentioned that'll be fine.
Green grocery, Dennis Murphy.
Okay.
4 or 5, maybe.
The bacon potatoes and the 69 cents a pound.
69 cents. These are russet baking potatoes.
We're in the produce section right now.
Boiling. I'm 1, 2... You know, we got our potatoes.
We get to the cashier.
Very nice.
That's where Dennis gets recognized.
Please, quick, because Laura's expecting.
Let me just hear every second of it. Okay, fine.
I guess we don't need that after all.
There are the slow moments.
You can put that down.
Slow to you.
Very good. Okay. Making our
pure joy to you.
It's going by entirely too fast.
Yes.
Really. I can't believe that. You know, it seems to me like you've only been with Dennis for maybe 30 seconds. I realize here looking at the tape that you've been together for nearly 15 minutes
yes,
already.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
I hope we meet a nice lady at the cashier.
Well, I hope we do, too. Hopefully, you like me, too.
This is the express line, Dennis.
Yeah, express line.
All right, we've got the potatoes. Hi, how are you? How you doing? Have you ever met Dennis Murphy?
No.
This is Dennis Murphy. Your name's Jan. That's what it says in your name tag?
That's what it is.
All right. Hi. Say hi, Dennis.
Hi, Jan. How you doing?
Can we hear your cash register? Can you do it again? Can you cancel it and do it again for me?
Yeah.
I want to get the sound, you know. Where does the sound come out?
Good showmanship, Mike.
Thank you, Don. I was doing it like you taught me.
You get points for that.
Thank you very much.
That's right. Paint that picture.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Nice.
How much do we owe you?
$166.
$166. Do you have any money, Dennis? I'm just kidding. Hold the microphone.
Okay.
You know, I'm loving this already. You're not even to your house yet.
No.
You're not even to your house yet where he has to meet your wife and sit down to dinner with you.
Yeah, dinner's wonderful.
I'm loving this.
It's right about now, I think, on the tape where Dennis gets recognized, I think.
Okay.
When we
once again, Mike. Hey, we say 7 cents.
How about that? Very good.
Yeah.
You know, Dennis Murphy is a major star.
A major effing star.
Yeah, so we don't need to say that.
Okay.
My hometown.
Okay.
$2.
$2?
Give me the microphone. Hold on, somebody recognizes Dennis.
Who are you?
I'm Sean Connery, and this is Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, I recognize his voice. Did y'all walk in the front door?
What's your name? Joanna.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right, that's great. Okay, can I have my change? All right, very good. Dennis and I are going home for a steak dinner. Yeah, we're real excited about it. Real. Bye-bye. Say goodbye to everybody, Dennis.
This is when, like, 14 people just stopped.
Bye, everybody. Nice, Dennis.
You think you'll ever be able to go in this grocery store again?
No. No way.
Yeah, I'm sorry, going to Safeway now.
Going to another one.
That's okay. People were staring, but they were anyway, so I figure what the heck. Okay. Now we're coming back
all the way
out
up to Dennis. We meet a couple of people.
Hey, here comes some more guys. Hey, Rob, have you...
And the answer was...
Back out. Hey, here comes some more guys. Hey, Rob, have you ever met Dennis Murphy?
No, I haven't.
Would you like to meet him?
No, I get back in the house.
I see him on your job.
Yeah, the first guy we met was outside, and the second guy, they're both going places in the giant food corporation.
I think it's, I got to get back to the job.
Ah, very
I
good, Ron.
Think.
You got to work in a supermarket.
Yes, but I didn't have the diction that man did, so.
You want
to... I don't want to meet me.
He didn't want to meet you. Do you want to meet Dennis Murphy, major effing star?
No.
No, okay, all right. Okay.
You know the Gun and Light Show?
No, I don't want that. Come on, let's go. Go.
Okay.
Dennis wants to, like, set up shop.
Sure.
Start selling his T-shirts.
No, he does. Time out to the car.
Time out. Now, we have to do a break. When we come back, Robbie, let's cue this up to back in the car when Mike actually puts the blindfold on Dennis and drives to his house.
He was very cooperative with that.
So that Dennis will not know exactly where Mike lives.
Absolutely.
And then after that, we will hear the arrival.
Yeah.
Meet the missus.
Right.
He will give gifts. Apparently, what did somebody say the F word?
I did.
Oh, did we beep that out, Robbie?
It will be beeped out by the time we get to it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, it was. I was showing his T-shirt to my wife, and I said, Dennis is a major, and I didn't say F-A.
Okay. All right, I got you. Well, the greatest day of my life will continue when we hear Dennis arriving at Mike's house.
Yay!
That's coming right up.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's another Don and Mike Las Vegas-style show. Don't miss out on the legendary fun and the top-notch adult entertainment. And now, here's Timmy O'Biburn to tell you more.
Wednesday, October 20th, the entire Don and Mike crew heads to the garage in Washington, D.C., my hometown. The garage is at the intersection of Connecticut and 18th in Northwest D.C. Gotta be 21 to get it. Call 202-331-7123 for information or direction.
The Don and Mike Las Vegas style show.
I'll see you there.
Don't miss it.
Hey, Chihuahua.
Acting crazy now, ain't they? It's the Don and Mike show.
That big Vegas style show.
Oh, boy.
Week from Wednesday night.
That'll be fun.
Back in D.C. at the garage. Looking forward to that.
Looking forward now to hearing Dennis arrive at Mike's house.
Yeah, Dennis, we get to the car, and I put the blindfold on in the car, and then shortly thereafter, that's when I first realized we have nothing to say to each other.
All right, well, let's go back to the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire bet.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the car now. And, Robbie, you have this queued up to where Mike is actually blindfolding Dennis?
I can put it there. Right now, they're just pulling up to the house. I just can roll back 2 minutes.
It's fine. Okay, the house is fine.
All right, then here we go. Arriving at Mike's house. And at this point, Dennis is wearing the blindfold?
Yes. Okay. Here we go.
Ready to go. All right, Dennis. No, come. Yes, you can put the blindfold.
Back it up just a smidge, Rob. Yeah. Just a smidge. Let me hear just a little bit of what happened.
Okay, that's good. Before that, that's good.
No fucking staring at me.
No, I don't. We didn't hit a lot of people staring at you.
Oh, that's good.
I can tell you that with good authority, Dennis.
He's in my car. We're driving to my house.
Don't take it off yet. We're pulling into my driveway now.
He's blindfolded.
And in a moment, you will meet my wife. Now, I want you to be on your best behavior, Dennis.
Okay, I'll be on my best behavior. I will say hello, Ma.
All right.
That's it.
All right. We're calling
her. Cook her hand.
No.
No?
Don't.
Does he want to kiss her hand?
Let's kiss her hand. He's starting to misbehave. All right. Oh, God. Oh, geez. All right, now you just wait there for a second.
Okay.
Shut the engine off now.
Best.
All right. I'm turning. Just give me a second. All right.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm just going to get the tape recorder out, Dennis.
Okay.
I'm getting out of the car now.
Okay.
And
I'll come around and get you.
Still blindfolded now?
Still saying okay.
Good.
Is he still blindfolded?
I think he might have taken it off now.
Okay. Sure. Coming out around now, making sure everybody's ready to go. All right, Dennis.
Blindfold off?
No, come. No. Yes, you can take the blindfold.
Oh, there you go.
He takes it off now.
Bring your stuff in.
You're safely parked.
Could you carry this?
Was he asking you to carry his bag?
Yeah, his stuff. He's got, like, flowers and toys and stuff for the kids.
You kept them away from the kids, right?
Yes, and that wasn't easy.
That's why dinner was late, right?
Yes, that is exactly why dinner was late. Catherine came down. I came upstairs to get Dennis another beer and saw my daughter. I'm like, no!
Because when we called you, and it was an entire family calling,
me,
Fred and Bart, when we called you about 9:15, we thought for sure you'd be done with dinner.
No.
And down to your recreating, and we were very surprised to hear you hadn't even had dinner yet because Catherine wouldn't go to bed.
That's right. She wanted to see the cartoon man. She really wanted to see.
Okay. Well, thanks. Did it leak in the car?
No, not much.
All right. Just flowers. Lovely flower arrangement. Still on my kitchen table.
Okay. I got my suitcase.
He had a lot of stuff. He had too much stuff.
I got my bag.
Piles of stuff. I need one of those little things you push through the airport for bags and stuff.
I'll share it.
You'll share it with me?
It's in the house.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. This is my house, Dennis.
Okay. Oh, wow. Nice house, Mike.
Thank you, Dennis. Okay, now we're going to the front door.
Whisking him in quickly
so none of the neighbors see. Right.
Please. Come on in, Dan.
Okay.
Doing him now. The babies are asleep, so yeah.
La la la. Yeah, I want him to stop doing his la la la.
Very quiet.
All right. Very good. Dennis, I'd like you to meet my lovely wife.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
I bought a little something for you. A little.
That's so nice.
Would you like to
hear how funny she is?
That's so nice. When is this going to be over?
Yeah, I'm going to the kitchen, Mike.
All right.
Oh, you're already whisking him in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're trying to get him into the basement. He's like bringing all his stuff in.
I just brought some flowers for you.
Is a T-shirt would you like?
A T-shirt? Oh, Dennis Murphy is a major. Excuse me.
Oh, is that we just added that one?
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Okay, okay.
I was not very composed at that moment.
You're going to have
a moment of
that
highest stress right now.
A major effing star.
And here's some stuffed animals for your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Very nice, Dennis.
Mm-hmm. Laura's being very nice.
Right.
That's so nice. So
does
sweet.
She have dinner with you guys then?
Yes.
Later? Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, she does, Don. I know you wanted that. She does. Yes. But outside of that, I tried to keep their time.
Right. No,
but I actually, to be honest with you, they spent a lot of time together. When I was downstairs watching the game, when it wasn't on tape, he'd go up and to get a beer, and he'd come down 20 minutes later.
Really?
She was talking to him. I don't know what they were talking about.
Right about
I thought it'd be too
about
cruel.
Their favorite guy talking you
know,
about you.
A couple of times I would say, you know, Dennis! Dennis! Can you come down? No. And you come downstairs. Sack time was about 11:15, I think. 11:15.
That's cool.
That's so nice.
All right, Dennis has brought gifts. Would you like to see where you're going to be staying?
Yeah, Mike.
All right, follow me to the basement. Laura, we have... Oh, did you bring the potatoes in?
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez. All right, they're in the back seat of the car. Laura, put the potatoes on and cook them as quickly as possible.
Didn't you lose the bet?
All right, please, thank you. All right, we're going to go down and...
And your wife taking her funny pills.
Yeah. I was real appreciative of that comment.
That's your room.
Didn't you lose the
TV off, Dennis? What's on TV? This is the TV. That's not my daughter crying. That's actually cops.
What's going in there, buddy?
Okay. You like cops, Dennis?
Oh, I'm into a cop.
Well, don't worry.
You know, Mike, that's also an excellent timeline, so everybody knows that cops is on Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right.
So we know that
gets a little confusing when we were watching a replay of Saturday Night Live on... Comedy Central, because they were doing that Letterman bit with Norm Macdonald.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, no, we all know this was Saturday night.
It was. I didn't bring him in at 1 in the morning.
Pick a movie later. I'm gonna shut the TV off now. No, porno. Oh, one of the kids is crying. Okay, quickly downstairs. All right, here we go. Come downstairs to the basement, Dennis.
Nightmare.
Be very comfortable.
It's a nightmare.
Saturday night you're coming to.
You're in the baby's room.
Okay.
This is the little playroom down here. Okay, we have a.
Yeah.
Don't touch anything.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay.
All right, so this is your bed, Dennis.
Oh, thank you.
This is where you'll be sleeping.
It looks like the bed I was in when I was 6 years old.
Now I do have some rules about the bed.
Okay.
You know, of course, you will be wearing socks.
No socks on.
Because I am aware of the oozing toenails.
No, they're not that oozing.
Okay.
But
well,
if you want to inspect them? I'll cut
no,
them.
No, I don't want to inspect them. No. I don't want to inspect them, Dennis. What I want you to do is just here is your bed.
Okay.
When it's night time, of course, no wandering.
Okay, no wandering.
Just the rules. Stay in the house. But you're comfortable here. I'll show you your bathroom.
Oh, I don't have a curtain.
You don't have a curtain down here. No, you don't have a... I'm sorry.
Okay. No.
You'll be out of here before that matters, Dennis.
Okay.
Be out before sunrise.
I'm lucky there was drywall.
I'll be serving you while probably it's still, the sun's just coming up.
Yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning.
No, I'll be serving breakfast in bed, as
Johnny
I promised.
Johnny's self-esteem there.
Sausage.
Right? Yes.
Okay.
At approximately 7:30, and then of course you will be leaving at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. All right. This is your bathroom, Dennis.
Oh wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
He's very impressed with the surroundings.
He's very happy.
Oh,
right here.
Okay. I'm a plunger.
Why do you don't use too much toilet paper?
No.
What's he doing? Playing with a plunger now?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Did he take a crap in your house?
I don't know. I'm not sure. We might have to ask him that.
I'm sure he'll tell us.
Matter of fact, you avoid the toilet at all costs, even if you can. Now, you can use the toilet.
I have to go, Mama.
All right, let's see. Let's see what's happening.
Oh,
working fine.
Got your sink.
Oh, wow.
The sink here working fine.
Okay, okay.
And the shower is right here. And you can use the shower, Dennis. I decided that would be fine.
I could use the shower?
Yeah, did you bring your own towel?
No, I hope you have a towel.
No, he didn't bring his own towel.
So did you let him shower then?
No. No, there wasn't enough time.
Doggone it. You bring your own towel. Like you say, it's a wife freaking MCA. You bring your own towel.
One more thing to throw away. All right, let me see. I'll make sure that we have a towel for you in the morning. So this is where you're staying.
This is a very nice, comfortable headquarters right here.
Why don't we sit down and watch a little TV while we're getting ready? Well, let's go up and get a beer first, okay? You want a beer?
Yeah.
All right, let's get a beer.
Okay.
There you go. That's
okay, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen,
Dennis,
we have lots of beers. He has seen the house. He has seen his living conditions, and we're going to have many beers now. All right, Dennis, we have a variety of beers for you this evening. Let's go over to the refrigerator. Going over here to get the beers. Lots of beer, Dennis.
A lot of beer.
I know. You need lots of beer.
Oh, okay. I'm going to enjoy myself tonight.
I'd like to tell everyone.
He practically inhales the microphone when he comes anywhere near it. It's just like,
oh! I've noticed that. That's the best mic technique in the world.
Dennis is sweating. Dennis, would you like Harp Lager?
Uh-huh.
Or Amstel Light?
Amstel Light.
That's my brand, but that's okay.
I don't want to disturb your glass.
That's all right, Dennis. All right, we're going to get that. Get a bottle opener here.
Oh, he used one of his teeth.
No.
The tooth.
The tooth would not hold up to that.
No, I'm not, Dennis. Dennis, behave yourself.
Okay.
All right. Getting Dennis his beer. And here, you hold that.
Oh, okay. I'm holding the light now.
Okay, just hold it between us. All right. Okay, now we're going to open the... All right. There's your beer, Dennis.
Oh, thank you.
And there's my beer.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, buddy.
Here's a microphone.
Very good. Do you want to go downstairs and watch a little TV?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not wanting to help her.
No, Laura does not want you to help her. And even if she did, I would not let you help Laura. Thank you. All right. Bring the remote downstairs, and we're going to go downstairs. All right?
Yeah.
Laura, I guess you'll call us when dinner's ready, huh?
I'll ring the bell.
All right, thank you. Looking forward to it.
A bell?
No, no, it's not a bell. But, Laura, about how long do you think it'll take to make dinner? Really, conservative guess. And I usually make dinner. This is not a chauvinist thing, but Laura's decided that she likes you and she will make dinner.
She knows this is a lie when I
say
this.
No, I don't usually make dinner. All right.
No.
Okay. So, how long before dinner will be ready?
It'll be done as soon as possible.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
It's cooking right now.
We'll be downstairs. I might come up for a few more beers. All right. Good.
He puts it away. I mean, he puts it away. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he truly does. He had me by about two beers during the evening.
He is major league then.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And wine with dinner.
Of course.
You may have met your match.
Yeah, we finished a bottle of wine with dinner. We really did.
How hammered were you by the end of the evening?
Pretty rough. The next morning I was pretty rough, too.
Was he hammered? Or does alcohol have
I don't think it
has
that much of an effect. He ate his breakfast. He ate every bit of it. He cleaned his plate.
Minimize contact with my family. All right. Okay, Dan.
Okay, Mark.
Well, look, I've got two easy chairs here for us.
Yeah. Oh, man, they're comfortable.
We can just hang out and watch a little tube. These are pretty close together. I'm going to let you hold the remote, Dennis. Okay. Go ahead. Dennis, what's that stain on your pants?
I don't know.
Okay. It's not anything biological, is it?
No. I think I'm not going to run myself against a car door.
Are you wearing clean underwear right now?
Yeah, clean underwear.
Okay, so let's turn on the TV.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
I will.
No, Dennis, I'll do that. I'll do that. I'm just going to put the tape recorder down.
He wants to help a lot.
Right over here. Oh, oops.
He's proactive, Mike.
The microphone. The
great house guest.
Oh. Okay, oh, Jesus. All right, there's a little of the real mic. Hey, folks, the microphone came out of the cable.
Oh, God. All right. So we're just going to sit here and relax. Just a couple of guys having a good time.
I'm still awake.
Having an Amstel Light. Then would you get me mine, please, over there? I got to get the...
You know, what I like best is your tone.
The whole time.
I know. You really... You are not happy. You are
I'm
putting up a good front.
I'm paying off a bet.
Right?
That's what I'm doing here. I'm paying off a bet.
Can you use the remote or you got
the remote? Hold on. Very helpful with the TV.
I got the... See, Dennis, see that? Now, Dennis, I'm going to let you, go get that, see that receiver over there?
Started at this point in the evening, I started having him do errands for me.
Yeah,
smart. Because it made it actually more pleasant.
Right, like he was your servant.
Yeah, had him get up to do anything I didn't want to get up to do.
Press the power button on there, right over to your left.
The remote was upstairs for the power, but I'd rather have Dennis turn the TV on.
Straight down, press power. Right there.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not in any kind of trouble.
All right, that should be fine. All right, thank you, Dennis.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dennis, what do you like to watch on TV, buddy?
Buddy,
I've heard that. On Saturday, it's a very night. Saturday is not a good television night.
See, he was no help with that answer. That angered me.
What I usually do is just let a movie.
Dennis, would you go over and turn up the volume on the receiver a little bit, please?
Remember, the remote was upstairs. I made him get up again.
You're doing it the way that Caesar used to.
And he said, you hear him say, yes, master?
Yes, master. He's sweating profusely right now.
He really was almost through his shirt sweating at this point.
Right there, that big knob, the big knob. Yeah, okay. Turn it up. Italy is going to move the ladder to the 20. Very good. That's good, Dennis. Maybe a little softer, yeah. All right. Got a little football. Let's see. What else?
Umpire Charles Williams.
All right. We're flipping around now. And, all right. Okay.
What do you guys end up watching?
I get excited here.
Hey.
Stars of the show.
Hey, it's Emerald, Dennis.
Here, cooking show.
Emerald Lagasse, on the Food Network.
Oh, the cooking guy. Okay.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it? Because we're going to be eating later. So.
What is he cooking here?
I'm not sure. Hold on.
If you see him starting to get a little dark like that, because the onion... And the cumin inside of that we...
I don't know what he's making, Den. Do you know what he's making?
We'll do that. It looked like clap cakes. I started rendering...
All right. Yeah, it looks like meatballs.
Just two buddies.
Two buddies
together.
Watching the Food Network.
Having some beer.
Having a great time.
Learning about Cuba.
We play ping pong later.
Robbie, let's go right to the ping pong.
Okay.
Let's go to the ping pong excitement. And this is ping pong without paddles, right?
Yeah, we couldn't find any paddles. I had no idea where the paddles were.
Did you have the distinct advantage since you have two hands and Dennis only has one?
Yeah, we played a game of five. I didn't want to play any more points with him.
You know, Robbie, time out. Let's do a break. We'll come back. We'll listen to ping pong excitement. Then, let me see. Dinner is served. Then we have the toast to Dennis.
Uh-huh. Right.
Cutting and eating. And then here's another highlight to look forward to. Mike yells at Dennis.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
Okay, then after dinner.
I did it a bunch of times during the evening.
Then after dinner, there's some TV viewing, putting Dennis down for the night.
Betting him down.
Then we move to Sunday morning.
Right, that's when I'm hungover but happy.
Making breakfast.
Right.
Then he feeds breakfast to Dennis. And then it's teary farewell.
Yeah.
So now we're getting into the good part now.
Yeah. You'll enjoy dinner.
We'll get some ping pong excitement, and then it's time for Mike and the Mrs. and Dennis to sit down and have their one-on-one dinner.
Just the three of us.
We at the big table?
No, we actually went to a more intimate setting. We didn't use the big table.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we decided we wanted to be closer together.
Good, good, good.
Because, we were originally going to go to that table, but things were going so well, we had to use the smaller table.
Ah. Right. Oh, Mike. Oh, this is the best bet we ever had.
Of course it is.
It's the best. Listen, there's the touchstone. We'll do a caller 100 right now, promising you more chances to win the money to solve the riddle of secret sound number 5, which is worth $700.
Wow.
To get a shot at it right now, if you're the 100th caller, phone number 1-877-365-3636. Good luck.
Let's go, girls.
Broadcasting a mere 8 feet from Buzz Burbank's ultra-sensitive nipples, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, we're about to get to the good stuff on my safe. Let's face the caller 100. And it is you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I was trying to be caller 100.
Right. Happy Columbus Day to you, baby.
Yay!
Yay!
Hi.
Happy Columbus Day.
Thank you. You too.
It's too bad that Infinity Broadcasting doesn't realize the great contributions that Christopher Columbus made to this country.
You know, they got our term paper on him, and they still didn't want to make it a company holiday. We love Christopher Columbus. We always have since 1492.
What's your name?
Dana.
Dana, where are you from?
I'm from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Dana, you are the 100th caller. Thank you for listening to the show on JFK-FM. You've won a VHS copy of Young Frankenstein. Very funny movie. On sale now. Video stores everywhere, but wait, there's more, Dana.
Okay.
You qualified for Thursday's weekly giveaway. This Thursday, Tammy's arranged a trip for two to Los Angeles. Trip with airfare, hotel, private dinner, and a seance.
Oh, boy!
At Hollywood's Magic Castle.
Yeah,
plus a tour of 20th Century Fox, all ground transfers. Great vacation. We'll give it away on Thursday. You're in the running. All you gotta do is listen, okay?
Okay.
Beautiful. Now, on to Secret Sound number 5. Have you heard it before?
I think I have. I'm not sure if it was 5 or 4, but go ahead.
Here's a freebie for you. Here's free listen, sound number 5. Common sound heard around the house every day.
Yep.
Now we'll give you 15 seconds after you hear it again. Please do not answer till the music is over and Mike sings like Hank Hill for $700. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Caller, name this noise.
For some reason, I have a feeling. Oh, who am I kidding? She's not going to get it. It's a very soft noise. Yay! For $700, what is that sound?
Well, it sounds like the lock on a briefcase either being opened or closed.
That has only been guessed.
We're sorry.
About 1,000 times. That's why we say every guest is a clue for you.
Alrighty.
Thank you, though.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, my feeling was right.
Four times.
She didn't have a clue. Okay, let's get back to the weekend, the bet, the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire bet.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Keep in mind, this is the payoff. Mm-hmm. 7 months. We lived with this bet.
Right. And I apologize for my lack of enthusiasm, but, I am paying off a bet. I think that has to be made very clear.
Gotcha. Now we're to ping pong, and I've been told we're queuing it up to the part in the tape where you and Dennis realize you don't have paddles.
Okay.
So you're just going to play with your hands.
Right. Because we have to play ping pong.
Here's Mike and Dennis playing ping pong Saturday night.
We've looked for a million years. Dennis, did you just fart?
Oh, it is on the tape.
Dennis,
hold on. It is on the tape. Replay that. The Dennis part is on the tape.
Wow.
It's very audible.
Okay, hold on. Everybody quiet. Let me hear it again now.
What's that? We've looked for a million.
Yeah. You're right. Back it up, Rob.
It's on the tape.
Yeah, it's there. It's a low level.
Yeah. I hear it, though.
A million years. Dennis, did you just fart?
Hold on. Rob, I'm sorry. We talked over
again.
Rewind it again.
I'm happy about that.
Right. Okay, here we go. Okay, listen carefully.
We've looked for a million years.
It's right after you say we've looked for.
You hear it.
Back it up again.
Okay, that's a good tape deck.
It is.
What's that? We've looked for a million years. Dennis, did you just fart? Dennis just farted. Dennis just. I can't. Dennis, try not to do that, please.
I'll come on, I'll
oh, God. All right. What we're going to do now, we're going to play ping pong with our hands.
Okay.
All right, you want to try that?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Okay, you missed that one. Very skilled. All right. We're playing ping pong with our hands. Nice shot.
Now, was he actually able to hit the ball back?
Yeah, not bad at all. You can hear him breathing, though. This one, he's turbo breathing.
We don't have paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not have paddles.
Right. You can hear it. He's going.
It's hard, Mike, with our hands.
Okay. Especially when you have one hand, right?
Yeah, there. I know.
All right. Oh, dear. Dennis, I can smell that fart.
Oh, God.
Not pleasant.
It really was a death fart.
Taking me over. And the good news is we haven't had dinner yet.
Yay. You love it?
All right. One, two,
good.
Three. All right. I'll play a quick 5-point game.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Big match now.
All right.
Okay.
It's 1-0 me.
Actually, I would bet on you, Mike.
You might be making a mistake there.
Not. Bet on you 10 times out of 10.
Okay. Here I go.
All right. 1-1. Tied me up.
He got a point.
Got a point off of me. Maybe he got two.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure.
Do not have paddles. I cannot believe where they are. The dog.
I enjoyed beating
my ping pong paddles.
I truly did.
Dennis, I will beat you every time.
I will always beat you.
Ping pong we play. All right, 1-1.
Okay, let's go.
All right, what? Oh. All right, 2-1 me. I'm beating you, Dennis.
Come on, Mike. All right. Come on, Mike.
All right.
Dennis doing shtick. Dennis acting.
All right, 2-2.
Cool.
They got two points.
Ah. At this point, you got to be worried.
I'm starting to think about it.
It's 2-2. You're playing ping pong with Dennis Murphy.
We're with our hands. If we'd had paddles,
but still, you can play with your feet, and you should still beat him.
All right.
You do beat him, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God.
Yes, I do. I'm just thinking now. You got me thinking that maybe I should have just shut him out.
All right, here we go.
Hear that breathing?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis. That's 3-2 me.
You just ace him?
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, good.
4-2 me.
Oh,
all right, here we go. And 5-2. Game, set, and match.
Oh.
Thank you, Dennis. Congratulations.
No problem.
Thank you for farting.
I'll come out the plug then.
All right, we're turning the tape back on because,
let me turn this down.
Oh, is this dinners now being served?
I think so, yeah. I'm not
sure. Oh, now we're up to the major part of the evening. Now we're up to dinner being served.
I think so.
So what time is this? Set this up for us.
9-ish, 9:15-ish, I'm not sure, something like that.
All right. Well, I called you at 9:15.
Okay.
And you still hadn't had dinner yet.
Okay, so maybe it's like 9:30.
Okay.
Yeah. A second, hold on. Okay, there we go. Laura has just informed me that, what have you just informed? Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
I was walking over to my wife, and he just, like, did a beeline right in front of me. Was taking the tape recorder over, but Dennis follows it like it's some kind of Geiger counter.
Laura has just informed us that...
Dinner is ready.
All right. Don't tell my wife what to say.
Okay, Mike.
All right, so we're going upstairs now to enjoy you.
Right now on the stress-o-meter, this is right up. This is the most contact with all of us.
A meal of steak and potatoes. All right.
I'm breathing actually a little heavy there.
Okay. Have a seat.
Okay.
And as you'll see, Dennis.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
I've never eaten dinner with a tape recorder.
Oh.
I thought your wife was scared just as she looked at Dennis.
That's what I thought she was going to say.
I'm scared.
I'm scared because the bad man's sitting to my right.
Dennis, you'll see that we have... The meal is served.
Yeah.
We have lovely filet mignon for you.
That looks good.
Some green beans.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. And we have some... would you like some wine with dinner, Dennis?
I'll get some wine.
Okay.
I'll take some.
Get a bottle of... would you like... Do you say red or white, Dennis?
Don't matter, Mike. You pick it.
Don't matter, Mike.
White. No, red.
Red for the Renaissance man.
Dennis, would you like a...
This is what you were waiting for all day.
And the dinner hasn't even started, and already I'm loving this. This is just serving Dennis's wine. Which would you like? Red or white? White? No. Red. Red.
Just running around the kitchen.
Okay.
Fulfilling all of his wishes.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
All right. And,
so what's he doing now?
Potatoes. Also
serving himself.
Mike.
All right.
I'm serving Dennis the potatoes.
I don't want to cook it all because you still have to eat.
He gave Dennis, I think, the biggest piece of meat.
Very gracious of him.
Very rare, though. It was a very rare filet mignon, and wanted to make sure he didn't, that was really, I think I mentioned that. At a certain point, I was thinking, what if he chokes?
Nobody there would definitely give him CPR.
Man, I do it with my foot.
Put your foot down his throat.
All right. So, Dennis, are you having a good time so far?
So far, I'm having a good time.
I'm really, really happy to have you here.
Are you really happy to have me here?
No, Dennis.
Okay.
It's very nice. Very nice having you here.
Okay.
Would you like some green beans, Dennis?
Oh, yes. I'll take some green beans.
Okay,
I have another question.
Yes.
Do you have to cut his food for him?
Keep playing the tape. I think we've got that on tape.
Okay. All right, good.
There's some red wine. No, thank you. None for me. But, yeah, maybe I will have a glass.
All right, some green beans.
Thank you, Mike.
And anything else? Can I cut your steak for you, Dennis? Would that help you if I cut your steak?
I'm going to show you what I do I cut my steak.
All right, Dennis,
oh, my God, okay.
This is what I do.
Okay.
All right, now, hold on. This might really be the best moment of the bet for me. Not only is he in your house.
Right.
Sitting at your table.
Right.
Drinking your booze.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to show you how he cuts his food.
Yes, he is, Don. All right.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
All right.
I really don't need to give you any more information.
Okay.
He's going to show me how he does it.
I hold the fork with my nub.
With your nub.
And I
just hear your wife laughing.
Yeah, I think she was, I don't know. It's all a blank.
Oh, I have to put it in all the way.
Okay, very good.
So he takes his stump, and at that point he said, I have to put it in all the way, and he took and he pressed down with the end of his fork. I'm starved at this point.
Okay. So what he's taking a utensil.
Right.
And he's actually shoving it into...
He's showing how he does. I mean, he cuts his steak. He does it, and this is just... He's showing me how he does it. You know, when I said, can I cut that for you? He's demonstrating how he does it. And, he's figured out a way, and he's showing us, just in case something ever happens to my hand.
I have to put it in all the way.
Okay, very good.
So, I'm going to cover it.
All right, Dennis is showing us how he...
Can you help me?
I can do
this. All right,
that was an unsuccessful experiment.
But
normally that's how you do it. It's very rare. Do you like it rare, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. But what I usually do, I put my nub on the steak, then cover it.
Put your nub on the
steak. He normally puts his
nub on the steak
to hold it in place.
Yeah, and then he cuts. He didn't demonstrate that because he was, he's in mixed company.
Right. Oh, my God.
When he's at his table for one at the Outback, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
imagine that.
He does it that way. We're just about to start eating here.
Imagine that. He whips that out, holds on to his steak with it.
There you go.
You and Laura, I don't want to embarrass you.
Oh, you're
nothing
never
embarrassing, Dennis. I'm going to have a bite of steak now.
Okay. How is it, Mike?
Oh, it's delicious, Dennis.
Oh, thank you.
You didn't make it, Dennis.
Okay.
He legitimately made me laugh there when he said that.
Yeah.
So this is delicious. I'm drinking it for one dozen. Thank you.
Hold on, back it up there.
Man.
Back it up there.
I'll be telling you the truth here. The dinner was actually fun.
Okay.
We actually had a good time. I realize he's in my house now and we're chilling out. It was a moment of fun. as soon as dinner was over, I realized it wasn't fun anymore.
Laura, would you like some potatoes?
Yeah.
Here you go. We're having some fun now, aren't we? Very, very good.
It's like you can put the same thing. There's a bunch of mental patients having dinner together.
Delicious food.
You need one?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, well.
You're so polite, Dennis.
Laura, would you like some Melissa wine?
No, I'll stick with my Diet Coke.
All right, very good.
Diet Coke?
Yes.
Before we break bread here, a toast to my good friend, Dennis Murphy.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Laura, for having me over.
So nice to have you here, and we hope you have a wonderful, lovely evening, Dennis.
So far, so good. Thank you.
Oh, that's delicious wine. That's good wine. Very good.
Excellent.
Isn't that delicious?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah,
potatoes, because you asked
for potatoes. Now I'm trying the potatoes.
He's a loud man.
Potatoes are pretty easy to take with his teeth, aren't they?
I've got the microphone right now just sitting in the middle of the table, and it's pointed pointed towards him, which was a mistake. I mean, I really should have pointed it towards Laura, because really every time he talks, it's like, oh, there you go. That's the way it is.
Laura.
That was a good sign of him just enjoying something.
Enjoying his meat and potatoes.
Dennis. I'm tasting it right now.
Mm-hmm. He's got some steak in his mouth now.
Francisco.
Francisco.
Dennis is our last mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Mashed potatoes are one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Don called.
I know.
He called just to make sure.
I wanted to get on the phone and say,
mm-hmm.
Yay, Sammy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's the reason we're all here.
Yeah.
Because Sammy Sosa couldn't manage to hit a goddamn home.
Oh, my.
Okay, Mike and Laura, am I taking away from your Saturday night, your usual Saturday night?
Oh, Dennis, Dennis. Yes. Yes, you are.
Could he ask a stupider question?
Yeah. He's nervous. All right. Believe me, the sweat showed me that.
I lost the bet, and Dennis, you've been with the show for a long time, and it's a real slice of heaven to have you here.
I got curious. Let me kill.
Don't shut up. Please don't do anything like choke on your meat. Is that cooked well enough for you, Dennis?
There's other ones that
are
probably cooked better.
More? I cook it well, medium. It doesn't matter.
Have you ever choked, Dennis? Have you ever choked on meat?
I had choked on. Can you get a hand with the little chicken cake?
I might
want to
skip it tonight.
Jesus. A nightmare for you.
Very rare.
Hey, Mike, I have a critical question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when my anniversary with you and Don is?
No, Dennis, when is your anniversary with us?
I first met you and Don at the Redskin Giant game in the Netherlands.
Wow, how long ago was that?
October 26, 1986.
Wow.
He's been with us a long time.
From 1986.
86, and over wine and dinner, he informed me of that.
Hey, Mike, I got a trivia question for you, he says.
As I'm cutting my meat. I had a big mouthful when he asked me.
Yeah, 13 years ago, right?
I know. And, Mike, I don't know why you still have it, but I really appreciate it.
That's been a nice ride, Dennis. Oh, yeah.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, here we are. In all those, over a decade, you've never been to anyone's home. Except mine, right?
Good.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you having me over.
Mm-hmm.
And, come on, do you like my flowers?
I love
it.
Those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, could you see my car that I wrote?
Yeah, that is really cute.
What is the car? Why don't we go get
it? Yeah, the car. Yeah.
Oh, a lovely card from Dennis Murphy. Very, very nice.
Mike and Laura, I want to let you know I am very honored to be spending the night at your estate.
Now, is this handwritten?
I didn't look at it.
Of course not.
Okay.
I swear to God, I don't know.
Estate.
Oh,
Dennis.
Very nice, Dennis. Potatoes, bud.
You know, Dennis, if you'll notice, kind of a true window into the evening, I might be lightening up a little bit here. I'm on my second glass of wine, and we had a couple of beers before we came upstairs, so I'm starting to like Dennis now.
Okay. Yeah.
Dennis, I'd like to say that I'm a little concerned about your drinking so far. So you're right. Third beer and now the glass of wine. Just eat more food, okay? Mm-hmm.
I'm going okay.
What is that sound?
That's me. I was joking so we get dining table sounds. Like, a couple of times I just drummed on it. And when he laughs the first time, that's when I was like slamming on the green bean bowl.
All right. Okay. What, are you all right there?
I'm okay. I'm not choking yet.
This is when it gets awkward.
Well, I'm done.
You're white ate fast.
Yeah, sure.
He ate like in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
If she ate at all.
Hey, rewind that. I want to hear that again. Well, I'm done.
It comes right after the awkward pause. That's when Laura said, okay.
Well, I'm done.
Well, that was delicious.
No,
Dennis, you want a dessert, right? Is there anything that we could give Dennis for dessert?
Sure. A bed?
A bed?
Go to bed.
Oh,
yes,
I'm kidding.
Oh, you kidder.
Okay. No problem.
Well.
Forgot what we gave him.
Lovely meal. Prepared especially for you.
Thank you, Mike. And Laura is a great cook.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, now I can cut it with no problem.
What did he just say? He got a tender piece of meat that he had no trouble cutting. I think at this point he might have relaxed a little bit and put his on the meat. I'm not sure, though. I was totally relaxed at this point.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I've gotten going with my good friend, Mike.
The great company?
Mike, you are great company.
Thank you, Dad.
I'm enjoying the steak, the Amstel Light, the red wine, and more.
We're getting a little bombed, frankly.
Later.
Yeah, I can tell. Now, you hide it pretty well.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think I had it later. I think at the end of the evening, I'm wiped. I mean, 11:15, it was out time. I mean, I was really just, I was wiped out. The stress of having it come over, I was just ready.
You probably thought more than I do.
I don't think so, Dennis.
Come on.
You parted when we were playing
things. I don't know.
Sorry. See, now we're buddies. See, now we're having a playful conversation.
Oh, here we are. So, I think, Dennis, it would be safe to say we exhausted most of our conversation in the first 5 minutes. Wouldn't that be safe to say?
I'm enjoying the food so much, Mike. That,
right. Enjoying the what?
The food.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
But I know, this is radio. You gotta keep on talking. I know.
That's all right, Dennis. We're just recording this for posterity. Just a little tape record of you.
Now, where's your wife during this point?
They're probably going over by the sink or something like that. I'm
getting not sure.
No, you know what? She was actually running up the driveway now.
No. What's she doing, Robin?
She's getting dessert.
She's getting dessert from Dennis.
Oh, okay.
For Dennis.
Here.
For Dennis. From Dennis.
Hey, Laura, anything in a package is okay. Nothing that requires any time.
You don't have to...
Hey, cookies. Cookies in a bag.
The kind of cookies that I pack in my daughter's lunch in a bag, little mini cookies. That's what he had. Happy? Happy as happy could be. Could have given him like a layer cake.
Dennis, do you require... dessert with every meal
No. Usually I just have a mini meal, then a glass of milk, and I'm gone.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A mini meal? A what?
I have the main meal.
The main meal, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Then a glass of milk.
Right.
And I'm
right.
Done.
Oh, okay.
See, now all the attention is focused on Dennis.
Glass of milk?
No. A red wine is fine.
Okay, good.
Fine.
Red wine and chocolate chip cookies.
Hey, a toast again. A toast. Oh,
okay.
A toast. Yeah, listen.
Toast.
Here we go.
To Dennis.
I just thought everybody says coming very soon, Mike will yell at Dennis.
Yeah. Ah, good.
That's coming like in the next 30 seconds here.
Oh. Right, sure. This is good. All right.
Hey, you do sound bombed.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Right. Just happy, Dennis. I'm just happy, Dennis.
Happy.
So much. Am I behaving myself so far?
Yeah, you're having a good time.
I haven't created no disturbance.
I'm
a real good time.
Uh-huh.
All right, hold on. We got a break. Robbie, give me a cue sheet. What's next here?
Oh, okay.
We have to change reels now.
I could listen to this every week.
Well, Buzz. Hey. No.
You want to have Dennis over to your house this weekend?
Well, let's have a bet first.
Yeah,
what do you say?
All right.
Okay. When we come back, let's just go right to putting Dennis to bed.
That's good. You picked the part where it's a little slow.
Okay.
Because I'm really tired and I want to bed him down.
There's about a half an hour of Mike sitting around after dinner watching TV with Dennis.
That's very, very boring.
And then we'll get to, why don't you cue it right up to Mike puts Dennis to bed.
All right.
And then we can go to the next morning where Mike makes breakfast, serves Dennis breakfast, and then gets him the hell out of his house.
Yeah!
Okay. We'll be back in a moment.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I don't know why Dennis has been on hold for the last 40 minutes. It's not like we're not hearing enough of him on today's show.
Well, you know, it's his first love, being on the radio.
What do you want?
Well, I come that you want to come to me for comment, but I guess not.
He wanted, you know, to know if you wanted his commentary.
Okay, well, why'd you...
Now that I understand him so well...
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Dennis.
Hey, I really enjoyed your house on Friday night.
Dennis, as I told you at dinner, it's a real slice of heaven. I really enjoyed having you.
Yeah, hold on, Dennis. Maybe we'll get some final thoughts from you.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Dennis?
Can I tell you something?
What?
I couldn't go to bed right away.
What?
I couldn't go to bed right away.
Did you have to come up with some way to relax yourself?
No. Mike, I hope you don't mind, but I turned on the television again. Was I all right
with
you?
No, that's fine.
And I hope you don't mind. He turned it on with his penis.
Oh, no.
Well, I didn't go that far.
Dennis, did you masturbate in Mike's bed?
No, hey, I was a gentleman.
Did you go number two in Mike's toilet?
I didn't have to, because Mike was lucky.
Oh, you didn't have to?
No.
Oh, that's a bonus.
Wow. Oh,
I thought you might have had to do that after, you know, the cookies and red wine.
Oh, no. I got home.
Sorry I had to hustle you out, but, you know, we were all running a little late. Because it was such a late night.
Yeah. But, you know, hours go by when you're having fun, right?
And they certainly
they
do.
Sure do, Dennis.
Absolutely.
Hold on, please, okay. Hold on.
La, la, la.
Okay, let's get to Saturday night. This is after Mike has had dinner with him.
I think this is touching. This is the touching part of the day.
Spend some time watching TV with him.
This is, you could actually have a lullaby music. I mean, do we have the, you know,
yeah.
Just, I mean, because I think it's fitting to go along with Dennis. You know, it's very, very emotional.
And you're both bombed.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Well, quite an evening of TV watching, huh, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm finishing my last bottle of hot.
Yes, I know you are, Dennis. Now we're taking you into the bedroom.
Okay.
Now, Dennis.
Yeah.
Have a very nice evening.
Yeah, I have a great evening too. Good night.
Yes.
You have a great evening.
It was just terrific.
Okay.
Phenomenal, Dennis.
We have a great evening to each other like five different times.
You're both bombed.
Yeah, well, you had to make that time pass quickly.
In the morning.
You will?
I will make you breakfast in bed.
Okay.
And just don't wander, remember.
Hey, I was wondering, can I go on a chalkboard?
The little kid's chalkboard?
Yeah.
No, don't touch anything in here.
Okay.
So, Dennis, I bid you adieu. It's been just a real slice of heaven.
Yeah, and thank you for having me, and I hope it hasn't been a pain.
You haven't, Dennis, and I'll see you in the morning when we have breakfast in bed.
Okay.
Good night, Dennis.
Okay. You want to shut the door, or you want me to?
Dennis, I'll shut the door.
Okay.
Thank God. It's over, and I'll make him breakfast in bed tomorrow.
Well, so now this is you the next morning?
This would be me pushing it to sound like I know I'm broadcasting, so I'm pushing it to sound as good as I can. I do not feel good. It's, I've been up since about 6:45.
And you're hungover and you're tired and right. Dennis is in your house.
So I'm trying to make it sound as good as I can.
Okay.
Good morning. It's 7:30.
Well, then rewind it.
Hi.
Rewind. Let me hear that again.
How are you?
Well, you know, this is funny.
Making breakfast in bed.
Well, rewind it. Rewind it.
That's
it. Okay, I got it right. Okay.
Here we go. Here's the next day. Well, good morning. It's 7:30 in the morning on Sunday, and I'm in the kitchen getting ready to make Dennis a very nice breakfast. Turning on the burner.
My burner
just doesn't seem to be going on. I'm not sure why. Oh, there it is. There. Get the burner on. Okay.
Hey, how goofy did you feel getting up at the crack of dawn because they're turning on a tape recorder?
I feel like a moron. But I wanted you to have that.
And we thank you, Mike.
A record of me making
thanks,
the tape,
Mike.
Making
we thank
a breakfast
you.
For Dennis.
Now, your wife is still upstairs, right?
She had no more contact with Dennis after the previous evening.
Okay, good.
She had to keep the kids upstairs because the kids were up at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just like, feed him, get him the hell out of there.
Going to make breakfast for Dennis. It'll be a nice breakfast of sausage. And French toast. And in 1/2 hour, Dennis is going to be out of my house, and we're going to be leaving and going to the drop-off point.
You sound a little Full Metal Jacket. You sound a little that.
I'm Dennis out right now.
A little Kevin Spacey.
You know, the nighttime, it was like I realized when I woke up that he was still there, and I had to do all this crap.
It's almost over. I'll jump back with you in a minute. Okay, now we're cracking the eggs. Dennis's French toast. Because my big, strong boy needs a big breakfast. Right.
Start his day.
Now we're opening the package of the two sausages that I'm going to give Dennis. These are patty, not link. I think they're still good. I hope so. Who cares?
What did I tell you? You're mining gold here. He says to me before the show, man, I think this tape really is boring.
Oh, no.
I said to him, no, listen, let me be the judge of that. I'm telling you, mine gold
that's,
here.
That's good.
This is exactly great. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to press the button again.
Heck, I'm going to give him three.
Give him three sausages, because he's special.
Very good. I hope he really likes his breakfast.
And,
I'll make the French toast.
You sound like a guy in a movie that's making for a breakfast for a guy he's going to kill him, like put poison in or something. I swear to God, that's exactly how you sound.
Yeah. My boy, my big strong boy.
And the sizzling sausage.
And then I'll let you know when I'm going down to Dennis.
Because you'll hear all that right here on the radio. I'm so happy. I'm just so happy. Breakfast is almost ready. And when it's done, I'll bring it down to Dennis Murphy, who now has approximately 20 minutes to get out of my house. Oh, what a shame that's not going to leave time for a shower. Well, it's Sunday, isn't it? No problem at all. So I'll check back in with you when I'm bringing this wonderful homemade fresh breakfast that I've made.
You know, these are like tapes that they would play in court.
Yeah, Psycho Killer.
With evidence of a guy being out of his mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And here's tapes of Mr. O'Meara preparing breakfast on the morning before he killed Mr. Murphy.
Daddy's at his wit's end here.
Hang up this early for Dennis. Ciao.
It's all stuff I brought on myself, I should point out, that I said I'd make it for
right. It's so hard to carry a serving tray and a microphone, but I'm going to try to do that right now.
Okay, you know what? Hold on. We have to do a break.
This
is now Mike bringing Dennis breakfast, and then you said...
I haven't gone through the door yet. I knock on the door because I wanted to pause and see if we got some of that quality snoring, but he was wide awake, and I don't know what the hell he
And you sit
doing.
There while he eats, right?
Yeah, for a moment. You know, we all have our limits. That might have been mine.
Okay, we'll be back with the breakfast in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.